The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
It's the news junkie for a Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Lots to get to today. From CNN's talk about guns goes about as expected, to a math question leads to a shooting investigation, and viral treasure hunt leads to fourth death. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Everybody all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Went out last night, had some tasty food, enjoyed myself.
What'd you eat?
I've been tapas crazy in the past, like, 6 months. I'm pretty sure you guys have noticed that.
I love tapas.
The two places I'm going to all the time are tapas.
Wait, what's the other place?
Right downstairs.
Okay.
Right there.
That's the place that offered me the free tableside guac with the purchase of two entrees.
Ooh, it's like, lucky guy.
At some point, the free thing you're offering up isn't so free.
Hell of a deal, yeah. Let me tell you.
They're like, look, we got a free cell phone for you. You have to sign a contract for 72 years. You have to purchase a case, get another charger, and eventually it's not free guac anymore. It's a long walk to the guac. I did not mean to do that, but I said walk first, and I was headed in that direction. There was some time last night where the president was sitting down with some of the survivors, not only of this school shooting down south, but also other shootings in the history of this country. Unfortunately, we have more than one to talk about. And there was one moment in particular where this guy, Andrew Pollack, his daughter, Meadow, was shot to death last week at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And he stood up and grabbed the mic. And everybody else was kind of scared. You know, they seemed nervous. And so they'd tell their story and they'd go, we need to do something about gun control and, you know, mental health and blah, blah, blah. Right now, we can't let this happen again to another school or to other kids. And they passed the mic along. This dad, man, he'd been holding some stuff in and he wanted to get it out there. So he started talking and he let his emotions just sit there right on his sleeve. He had his sons up by his side and I don't know, it was a pretty interesting moment to just seeing everybody there talking to one another. A little bit of that if you missed it here.
We're here because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. We, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottled water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children.
At the beginning, he kind of keeps it together. He knows where he's going, but he gets upset, and I can't blame him for a second.
It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different laws. We need to come together as a country, not different parties, and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple. It's not difficult.
He went on for a while there, gave the mic to his sons. They spoke up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a bunch of them on this whole panel, all with different experiences. I think one might have been a parent of Sandy Hook, and there was just a lot of emotion. And then the president just sitting there kind of, I mean, it's a smart move in so many ways to go, let's just televise this whole thing live. And when you do that, you make it so they can't cut it up into something.
Mm-hmm.
They are hitting him a little heavy because he had some notes in his hand this morning.
Oh, come on.
For the most part, he just sat there for like 30 minutes and let these people talk. And there's some movement happening. You already saw the bump stock thing. Now they're talking about new laws that bring the age to get a rifle or some of these weapons that are often called assault weapons, AR-15s, these kind of things, to be 21 years old to get there. New background check measures to be put in place. A lot of different things that seem to be changing. And I told you, Trump's kind of a wild card on this because he's not a gun guy.
No.
He's not some hunter gun guy. He's not. Everybody else in the Republican Party puts on this image where, I mean, God, you remember, what's his name?
The sheriff.
Roy Moore. Roy Moore on the stage with his pistol out that he brings in. And
he went to vote on a damn horse.
Yeah, rides up to the voting thing on a horse. And So they go with that image. Trump is somebody who realizes, hey, I think I might be behind the eight ball in this one, and it looks like there's some stuff happening. Will it be enough? I mean, it's never going to be enough to stop everything, but a step in the right direction.
Now, didn't he say something, and I'm solely basing this off of a headline, so maybe you could answer it, but that he wants to propose arming teachers.
He said that, see, this is a weird one today, because they said they wanted to end gun-free zones, and then they said they want to train and arm teachers or utilize people who already have experience, not give every teacher a gun.
Because that's how I thought, like, here's the math lesson with an AR-15 hanging over my shoulder. Like, can I use that instead of the standard pointer?
I'll tell you what I'd be worried about there. Some of these videos we've seen where these kids and teachers are getting into it, and now the teacher's got a gun, and ugh. What happens there?
The thing about arming a teacher is you got that teacher needs to be willing to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's no use in having the gun unless you are willing to shoot somebody.
Yeah, I'm more on board with the idea that you could put an armed security officer, a local police officer, somebody like that on duty at all times while school is in session. And the reasoning for that is not for some OK Corral shootout. It's so it's not shooting fish in a barrel. And I know it's terrible, but that's what happens a lot with this stuff. These guys go in, they're armed, they're ready to go, and they start shooting. And the time it stops is when a police officer arrives on the scene and is able to stop them. And the kids have nothing to put an end to it themselves. So there's a lot of things in motion here. And then there was the big town hall last night that CNN had. And I believe, I guess it was in Sunrise. How close is Sunrise to Parkland, do you know?
Pretty close, I would say. I mean, if I remember correctly, it's just a little bit past Fort Lauderdale, and then, I mean, right around that area is Parkland.
That's where they had this whole big thing, sort of in the round, and there was a lot of, I mean, there was a lot of crazy people in attendance. There was people screaming out murderer and stuff, and that stuff, it's not the majority of the crowd, certainly, but I think it hurts the direction things are going in.
Yeah.
And Dana Lash, who I'm no fan of hers.
Is that the NRA lady?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she does like some TV. I guess the NRA has like a TV channel. I've never tuned into this.
NRA radio.
They have radio and TV for real, I think so. And she gets out there and she's talking. And there's somebody who starts just screaming stuff out. And you're a murderer. And the audience just wants to go, don't go after the NRA. I know you have problems with the NRA. Go after the change that you're looking for. That's what you do now. I mean, that seems like the smartest decision. And then Rubio is just getting crushed out there.
Senator Rubio, it's hard to look at you and not look down the barrel of an AR-15 and not look at Nicholas Cruz. But the point is, you're
here.
Come
on.
And there are some people who are not. And I need to ask two things of you. Number one, Chris Grady, can you stand up? This is my friend who's going to the military. I need you to tell him that he's going to live to make it to serve our country. And then we'll get to the other one.
What? He's going with the drama here, obviously.
He's a high schooler, too.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You got to keep remembering these are kids. I mean, it's a little dramatic. I can't look at you without looking down the barrel of the gun with this guy.
But do you think, yes, definitely dramatic, but is that what is going to create waves? Is something that dramatic actually going to, you know, pull some ears and see maybe what the rest of Yes to Say would make a point? Or is it really because he's a high school student talking on CNN in a town hall?
Well, the thing that I saw about it that was really interesting is these kids, they're not the news pundits. They're not the hosts on these news shows. So I think, like, Marco Rubio's used to some decorum, and you're not going to press him too much. You're not going to ask these kids didn't give a damn.
No.
No.
They don't care.
Never in a million years when I was in high school would I think that this is something that my peers would be doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not just something we talked about. We like, where are we going to go get high after school? That's about it.
And they had no qualms about pressing these politicians like maybe some of the news people would.
I don't know why I've been thinking about this the past day or two, but I think what would be super impactful is if one of those kids gets on TV and just curses.
Just yeah.
Like
we can't let this effing happen ever again.
The people, you know, when they're spending a lot of time replying to this crisis actor thing, and this is a huge distraction from what's going on with them. And I'm watching as I'm playing a gig last night. I'm watching the TV, and I can't hear what's going on, but I just see all these hashtag crisis actor all over the place, blah, 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 blah. And if one of these kids just got on CNN and said, listen, sir, you're talking out of your ass. Shut the F up. I don't think anybody would be mad at him.
You know what would happen? Remember when President Trump allegedly said S-hole countries? Uh-huh. And the S word was on the chyron. They said the S word all over news. It would be the same thing with the F word.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be wide open on that. It continues.
Not only are you going to live to serve our country, you and you and all of you have a chance to change our country. Change not just our laws, but the way we talk about our laws. So absolutely.
Thank you. And guys, look, this isn't about red and blue. We can't boo people because they're Democrats and boo people because they're Republicans. Anyone who's willing to show change, no matter where they're from, anybody who's willing to start to make a difference is somebody
good.
We need on our side here. And this is about people who are for making a difference to save us and people who are against it and prefer money. So, Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
Not a bad question.
They went nuts for
that. That kid feels amazing right now.
He did this thing where they started clapping. He was like, oh, that was a good question. Then they really started clapping. He was like, all right.
I'm going to be a politician now.
You could see him getting high off of it. And he's like, all right. And then he goes to the next level. He's like, I think I want more of this.
It's like when you make a joke that you don't think is that funny, but everybody listening loses their stuff. And you're just like, okay, all right.
Yeah. Something.
He felt good about that. So there's more of that happening. And there's many more discussions being had with these high school kids, many of them from the school and some from other places as well, who are continuing to speak their mind and interact with politicians. Certainly some interesting things happening there. When we come back, we got to talk a little hockey here.
Oh, baby.
Because I think that this is going to be maybe your favorite Olympic clip yet. This is just a guest here. I love it. It makes me smile. I think both of you are going to like this. It'll play it next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos. This is the News Junkie.
Oh, how time flies. You know, the Olympics is almost over. Everything's wrapping up. The USA sucked. We didn't do well, Sabrina. It just...
No, it was kind of sad. I don't know if people are going to talk about this years from now.
Yeah, I think we just ignore this one and go for the next Summer Olympics. C-Lane has watched zero coverage. He is really just disconnected. I know. You're not even supporting our country, for God's sake.
I have watched lots of coverage.
All right.
You
so
were
going
to name, a certain amount of hours, and you couldn't.
I watched some ice dancing.
All right.
That
you watched that because the lady's nipple popped out.
This was before the nip slip. This is pre-nip slip ice dancing. I also watched plenty of curling. They kept having to bring out that tool that measures which one's closer. I'd never seen that before. That was interesting. And then the one I was watching last night, it's a good thing that there is the Olympics for people who are able to just ski around these crazy courses.
Yeah.
Because there's no practical use for that.
No, absolutely not.
There's no time where bad guys are coming. Oh, let's pop on the skis and do a bunch of crazy jumps and turns and twists and oh my good gosh.
And the new sport that I've never heard of, which is crazy twists and turns with skis and a gun strapped to your back.
That too.
It's like a futuristic looking weapon. There's been a lot of stuff going on except for US athletes
winning
medals. That has not happened that much. So maybe we should see what's happening elsewhere. And Germany beat Sweden on the ice.
Oh, damn it.
It was a shock victory. They did not expect to win. The Germans topped the Swedish hockey players in the Olympics 4-3. Patrick Reimer scored in overtime. Yeah, it was a big deal. Wednesday, people just erupted. And I have now my favorite thing, at least for right this very moment. And the German announcers reacting to the German surprise victory over Sweden is pretty awesome. You'll hear the folks on the ice, the officials, saying that it was a goal, and then you'll hear them lose their German minds. It's a good time.
Eigene Geschichte.
Komm, mach jetzt nicht so Zirkus.
Sind wir Zeugen eines historischen Moments?
Looking at the far across the goal line. We have a good goal.
They didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And the referee, the official goes, we have a good goal. And then they just start absolutely losing their mind.
Schreiben wir Geschichte.
Komm, mach jetzt nicht so Zirkus.
Sind wir Zeugen eines historischen Moments?
Looking at the far across the goal line. We have a good goal.
Good goal. All right, calm down. Very excited about that victory. We didn't quite have that. If you listened to the Team USA stuff, it probably would have been much more subdued. They just go, yeah, we lost again. Unless, of course, you're talking about women's hockey because they kicked ass. And the ending of USA-Canada was pretty amazing. Hockey gold for the United States team.
Yeah.
That's 20 years it's been since the U.S. women's hockey team won gold. And there we are with at least a couple of medals around our necks. And it was a 3-2 victory, USA over Canada.
USA.
They had a whole different version of commentator on this one, Sabrina. I have not heard of this before. Do you know what descriptive audio is?
Is that for deaf people?
It's for blind people.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, blind people.
And the blind people, I guess it's not enough to have play-by-play. They got to take it to the next level and tell them other stuff that's happening on the screen.
Oh, boy.
And so you got your play-by-play people, and they're going, USA goes to the goal. And then you got these other people filling it in, and this sent me down a rabbit hole of descriptive audio, which we'll jump down in a moment. But here's what it sounds like if you're blind and you're watching some of the Olympic coverage.
Two goals apiece in the shootout.
Slowly Kamaru weaving her way up the ice.
She beats and scores!
Went to the left, to the right, and slides it past a sprawled goaltender.
Anywhere.
Great move, great hands, great deception. Finding the hole right there.
Pumps her fist in the air after she scores. Lets out a big yell.
Makes it count.
Goes to the bench where she is greeted by her teammate with pats on her back.
With pats on her back.
That's right. With a sprawled out goalie there, the puck goes in, and her hand is now up in a pump motion.
That is almost exactly how it goes in a second here, because the goalie starts to celebrate here.
She scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She's stuck! The United States wins gold!
Yeah!
The U.S. players storm off the bench and hug their goaltender. Gloves and sticks and helmets strewn all across the ice. The Canadian goaltender consoled by her teammates. Rooney, the goaltender, on the bottom of a massive pile of American players.
No excitement.
Augusta drops her head in frustration, consoled by a teammate. The Canadian bench in shock. The Americans celebrating on the ice.
It's weird.
The goaltender, Rooney, had to be helped up off the ice after being smothered by her teammate.
There you go. So that's what it sounds like if you're blind. I started searching. I fell down this rabbit hole of descriptive audio that I never had heard of before.
How far down the rabbit hole did you fall?
That's my first thing.
We've talked about this before.
Tell me there is pornography with descriptive audio.
Oh, there is.
Both of your minds go right to the gutter.
What do you mean both of our minds? We've talked about it on the show.
I found the simple stuff, like the Star Wars intro where they're telling you what you're not able to see if you're a blind person. And because this stuff fills in the void.
Oh, they have, hold on, here's Lion King. I got that.
All right, let's see. Animals gather at the bottom of Pride Rock, a tall, flat ledge that towers over the rest of the savannah. Zazu, a small blue bird with a large beak, flaps to the ledge. He bows to Mufasa, a powerful, dignified lion with a thick red mane.
I don't know. I mean, if I were blind, I guess there's not really a whole lot going on there for me. But I think it would be like a lot to just constantly hear all
this. Yeah, and the thing that you don't get is they're not telling you about the visuals. Like, I feel like the lady for the Lion King should go, oh my God, the animation is awesome. But then maybe that's rubbing it in their faces that they can't see the animation.
Yeah.
I don't know how you handle that back and forth.
It does make sense, but it is weird to us because we know exactly what we're looking at. But I guess if you cover your eyes, could you, all that, picture it perfectly.
Let's try here. Do you have anything else, C-Lan? Or you
put the porn one on.
Uh-oh. I'm going to close my eyes. Don't do this if you're driving right now.
The man listens to the girl's request and slides his oily hands down her back and ass.
All right.
He rubs her ass cheeks and
Okay.
But you know what? I do appreciate that her voice is a little sultry and it's not like the hockey person that has just multiple jobs.
Yeah, if they would have got a grandma to do that or something, it wouldn't have worked out.
I'm sure it's unairable, but I have to... I have to sign out for a second because I want to hear the finish.
Yeah.
Christopher, my God, go to the bathroom for that.
I just want to hear what she says because I'm reading what the...
Pop Goes the Weasel.
What the video... They both Pop Goes the Weasel according to the description.
This is funny. So that's descriptive audio, and let's see how it goes when we go over to your dispatches. Through the News Junkie app, you can send these in too. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Let's start with Fishman.
Hey, great job, Sabrina. You started talking about the Olympians dropping the ball and not doing anything for us, and they went off last night. Hockey team wins, speed skating wins, cross country wins. Even the men's curling guys got into the action. They'll be playing for medals. So keep talking about them. The more you talk, the more we win. Great job, everybody.
Fishman is saying the pep talk worked.
You did it, USA. I know they're listening over there.
What are you doing now?
I can't repeat it, but it's awesome.
You just got this playing in your headphones right now, C-Lan?
Can you play it first and we'll just dump it?
Oh, no. We don't have enough dump.
Is that bad?
Well, the thing is, once we dump, she just keeps talking.
Oh, God. All right, hold on. Here's...
The man's blank shines with blank juice.
Oh, God. So, secret shows?
This is an art form right here.
Yeah, secret shows.
Wow. Maybe we could dive deeper into that. Here's Tuck from...
Sabrina, Sean, C-Lane. I'm coming to bring you guys some beer today.
All right.
Hope you love it. Be there around noon.
Oh, thank you.
Smooches.
Oh, that's very nice of you. We appreciate that. Here is Bloodmouth.
Yeah, so I grew up shooting guns. My family up in Tennessee, every time I'd go visit them in the summers, we'd shoot shotguns and clay pigeons and all that, and I loved it. My stepdad growing up worked for Mossberg. He made guns. I've always had them. I've always loved shooting them. I now make guns for a living, but this is absolutely called for. We need some reform. When I was 18 years old, and like I grew up knowing about these things and knowing how they function, knowing the danger of them. I have no desire to kill anybody, but even then, when I was 18, 19, buying my first shotguns and rifles and stuff on my own, I even thought to myself, "Man, this is probably a little too easy. I shouldn't be able to do this."
I think there's a lot of opinion out there very along the lines of that. I think I haven't talked to too many people who say, no, absolutely nothing must be done. I have heard people say, this is not going to fix it and it's still going to happen. I think that's just kind of defeatist. You at least got to do smart things if everybody agrees that the situation is not right. I did get the other night, though, not the other night, last night. I went home last night, went downstairs to get the mail, and there's a manila envelope. And I'm going, what is this? I don't remember getting this. And I open it up, and it's from a listener. It was sent to my house, like to my apartment number and everything.
All right, stay away from Sean. What's the powder?
Anthrax.
Anthrax.
There's no anthrax or nothing. It was actually a very nice note from somebody who is a gun owner, and they sent me a bunch of stuff along and
directly
notes.
To your address.
Yeah, I mean it was a little weird, but I do appreciate it. I just maybe send it to the radio station next time because I'm sitting there going, oh God, I'm exposed. My address is out there, and now this is a gun argument. Oh good God! Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the news junkie Sean Wasson. You least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You're thinking that the song's coming on to tempt me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling, you start crying. I come over, I'm inside you. I can't find you.
Two more dispatches. In just a moment, it's going to be controversial. I know this ahead of time, but I'm not worried about it. You deal with it. I'm just going to throw it out there, and you handle it as you will. But Augustus is ugly as hell. And I'm just going down into the books saying that. I don't care what anybody else says. Augustus is ugly as hell. This stupid baby Nile hippo that was born at Animal Kingdom that everybody's fawning over and is filling up my social media feed. It's ugly. It looks like a boiled peanut or something.
I thought that you were referring to the Gulf town in Georgia, and I'm like, he knows it's Augusta, right?
No.
But it's not really that bad.
No, Augustus is what they named this stupid hippo, and it's about the size of a football or something.
Yeah, that's so cute.
And it looks like a wet, sweaty, boiled peanut or something. It's unbelievable. It's already 168 pounds, which is insane.
I know. And it makes me think about April the giraffe and how her baby that came out of her.
Yeah.
And then the afterbirth immediately stood up to be like 6 feet tall.
You know what? They haven't talked about April the giraffe anymore.
She had another baby.
Oh, she had another one?
I think so. Or they're doing the whole, or she's pregnant and they're going to track it again.
It's like we all watched waiting for April the giraffe to give birth and we go, hey, yeah. I'm all done with that.
I had a good time. It was an air playing on my TV and HD afterbirth everywhere.
Oh, God. Augustus, though.
Those are two words you don't really want together. HD afterbirth.
No. Augustus is this little hippo born January 13th, but now they're just kind of unveiling things in the name and all the news about this baby Nile hippopotamus. They say roughly a dozen guests were able to experience this ugly beast being born into the planet. The moment that this happened at the Kilimanjaro Safaris attraction, as they were the first to learn that the hippo calf is a boy named Augustus at 168 pounds, the first hippo born at the park in 13 years, which is pretty amazing. And they say he's staying close to his mom, Tuma, and winning guests over with his playful nature.
It's not a Tuma.
I'm sure everybody's going to look at this and they're going to fawn over it. It's ugly. That's an ugly animal.
Yeah, but it'll, you know, grow up to be still ugly.
Probably. Yeah.
Hippos aren't necessarily the cute animals.
Hippos don't have a turning point. And this is not because I can't look at animals and can't say that they're adorable or cute. In the Tampa Zoo, I went there one time, and they had an almost newborn little baby orangutan.
Oh.
And
they
put shirts and stuff in there for him to play with. So he put the shirts on and he had this shirt like with long arms dragging behind him.
I'll say it as many times as I need to. Animals that have hands that do people like things with their hands are my favorite.
Always funnier.
Yeah, like raccoons. Great. Have you ever seen raccoons? Like just pick up things out of the trash as if they are humans.
And by the way, baby raccoons. Very adorable. And they all run all over the mom raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is ugly. I'm sorry, Augustus. I don't want to be rude. I try to be mean about this. It's not good looking.
That monkey that picked up the smoking habit from watching all the people at the zoo smoking.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Probably really, really bad for him.
Oh, do I care about monkey lung cancer?
No. Have any monkeys actually officially died on the record from lung cancer?
Don't think so.
No, he's fine.
Well, tobacco companies don't want you to know that.
They'll be advertising to that momentarily. Here's Speedy John with a dispatch.
Well, good morning, junkies. Just wanted to give a shout out to those boys on Ladder 54 who engaged in Game of Magnets and got me. Well played, sirs. Well played.
That's weird. Living downtown, the fire department, first of all, the fire department downtown is beautiful. It really is. And they do such a good job of keeping everything in order there. It's a beautiful building. Their trucks are always spotless. It's crazy. But living downtown, you get used to, at some point, those things firing up and heading down the road. They are loud as hell and probably blowing out all our eardrums, but you get used to them. And when we were in the Bahamas, there was a moment, I think you guys saw it from another perspective.
Yeah.
There was a moment when the last day we were there, their fire truck was headed out somewhere fast.
Their volunteer fire truck.
And it, you saw this, right, Sabrina?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look like a regular fire truck.
No, it looked like an old Toyota van that they painted red and wrote fire truck on it.
Yeah, it had like a big like plastic thing on top of it that they filled with water.
Now, because they have a volunteer fire department, there's got to be something serious if they're bringing out that truck.
Yeah.
Also, there's nobody just hanging out at the fire station.
No, they have to wait for them to get there. Like, they have to call all of them.
They have to get there on their slow golf carts. And if it was anything like our golf carts, things are going to be burning.
So it's like a very slow Captain Planet type come together of all these individuals. And did you see how everybody else was reacting to when this fire truck went by?
No, because we were in a cart on our way back to the house. We weren't at the bar.
People were freaking out. And they were like, oh my God, and they're trying to call everybody.
I wonder what it was.
Because they said that doesn't happen often, and it happened right as the power went off. So they were thinking, end of the world, somebody's house is burned down.
And there's nothing that they could do, mind you. They have the fire truck makeshift there. But if anybody's injured, there's no hospital to go to. The medevac costs $9,000 up front. I mean, it's just like you're kind of SOL if you get hurt on the island.
Also, that little clinic that you were mentioning is not open on Sundays.
No.
It's Monday Wasn't through Fridays.
I don't even think Fridays, dude. Yeah. I think it was like Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 3.
It's a really limited window. I could imagine you get stabbed or something. You're like, no, I'll be cool till Tuesday. Hang on. We'll just sit here and I'll fight through this thing. And so you'd go God knows where. The fire truck is going to take too long to get there. The house is burned down. Let's be honest. By the time they get all those people assembled.
Right.
And they start the thing and head over there.
Yeah, but there's so many trees around there that you do not want that to spread. You need that fire truck to get there. Even if the house is burned down, you need to stop that.
I feel like if the folks in Hopetown of the Bahamas came to Orlando and saw the beauty that is Fire Station 1 downtown, it would blow their minds like giving a caveman an iPhone. It would just be like, this is what you guys have down here? It's a lot more sophisticated.
Where's the donation bin?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's get into that. Here's I Am Batman with a dispatch.
What needs to be done is, as a society, we need to start raising our children with discipline and learning respect and everything like that, because these children have gone wild. We've coddled them.
Kids gone wild.
You know? It's the generation of gimme gimme, and they think that they don't have to answer to the consequences of what they do, and we as a society
have
let them get away with that.
All right, thank you. Here is Travis.
Good morning, News Junkies, and boy, you guys just continue to outdo yourselves every single day.
What do we do now?
When you started playing that audio clip, I almost drove off the road laughing.
Scripted volume.
Damn hard.
That's my
I didn't even know you guys could play that kind of stuff on the radio.
I don't know if we can.
So thanks for almost killing me once again. But hey, at least I would have gone down doing what I do. Down doing what I love.
And yeah, you nailed it the first time.
Doing what I do and going down.
My girlfriend happened to be on her way to work when that was going on and texted me about it. And I was like, so proud girlfriend moment. All right.
That's the one line, though, from the dispatcher that anybody who was a higher up that didn't hear the segment is now going back in the archive and wondering what the hell we just did on the radio.
Here's the thing that I was thinking of during the break. And I mentioned this to C-Lane. If you're blind, and you're listening to that descriptive audio pornography, do you want the voice? Is the voice important to you? If you are heterosexual male, you want it to be a woman giving you the description? If it was a guy, would it be weird? Or if, you know, vice versa, like, are you wanting to hear the voice of the person you're attracted to?
I would assume so. You tell me.
All right.
And the cheeks are happening, and oily hands, bros. And all of a sudden, her melons are bouncing, and it looks good. Let me tell you, it sucks you're blind.
Yeah?
Because what I'm seeing here, boner alert.
I would, yeah. Gotta have a lady do it. Yeah. And it's gotta be a sexy voice, too. Uh-oh.
Is this much better?
No, I don't think so.
All of a sudden,
Fergie, is that you?
There's a pizza And it has a lot of sausage.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know how that whole thing works.
Anybody just turned on?
No, good.
Nope.
Good for now. Well, that was an experiment there. I think we might have learned something. Here's a bacon and eggs.
Something news, Junkie, what's going on? I'm at work. But listen, Trump is a gun guy. He's a concealed weapons carrier. He carries a 45.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And also, do what you want. You're never going to get every gun in this country. You're never going to be able to ban them. Mode and Lave, we'd be doing this all day, baby.
What is that noise in the background? For God's sake. If you believe that, that's totally a political line during a campaign. If you believe that Trump is carrying a piece wherever he goes, he's armed, he's got a gun, absolutely not true. Not happening. It's not the case. And that's not the guy he is. He's just trying to get people's attention to get votes.
Who do you think the last president was to carry a pistol around or some sort of firearm?
Probably an old school one.
They can't even drive themselves. Wouldn't that be after you have Secret Service that you don't really have to handle a weapon anymore?
Yeah, but at some point, I mean, the presidency predates cars, right?
Well, that's why that's why when we do the election in November, the person doesn't take office for a couple of months, because it used to take them a few months to ride the horse to actually get to the Capitol where they were operating everything.
Right.
So I don't know why I'm telling you that, but that's that's why that happened.
All right, good story, Sean.
Part of trivia tomorrow.
what I'm saying is, the presidency was around, and then all of a sudden cars are a thing, and they're like, well, we got to make rules about presidents and cars. I'm sure a lot of the early presidents were gun toting, whatever, and eventually they probably had to be, when they developed the Secret Service and other things, they probably had to be like, hey, let's not have you carry a gun at all.
It changes a lot. Back in the day, the White House is really just a public square kind of place. You could just walk right in and like demand to talk to one of the people. That doesn't necessarily happen so much anymore.
There's that one guy, though.
Yeah, but he didn't have permission, I don't think.
No.
Here is Grace.
Hey, Junkies. It's Grace. Doing some day drinking.
All right. Yeah,
get my AC redone.
You're what?
It's hot as balls.
AC redone.
Gonna jump in the pool soon.
Is she descriptive porning us?
I think she might be.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Well, my AC is getting done, so it's so hot. Gonna need to take a dip in this nice cold pool.
Is that the dispatch gimmick of the day? We're just gonna hear what everybody's doing.
Well, that could get dangerous.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Here's Miranda.
It seems to me that we're putting a lot on the teachers if we're going to arm them. They already don't get paid enough. We already look down on them in society. Now you want to put them through training and have them have to have a weapon in class for $30,000 to $40,000 a year.
Who looks down on teachers?
I just think it's wrong.
Maybe she does. Thank you, Miranda. I don't look down on teachers.
I mean, my gosh, because of what she's talking about, it's a sometimes thankless job. Definitely not a great paying job. It's something to be admired. You want to spend your career molding young minds and trying to make a difference. Who looks down on teachers?
I think she's referring to when it was the whole pay strike. A lot of people were voicing their opinions that they didn't necessarily need a raise.
Ah, there goes Bill, the teacher.
Loser. Well, now I feel bad about that.
Me too.
There is another thing happening.
Sorry, Bill.
With all these high schools and the students wanting to protest. Most people are being smart about this. In fact, there was a parent who tweeted me at the end of the show yesterday and said, my son went out and then got an in-school suspension for being part of a group of about 9 kids that walked out of class and protested. And she emailed me after the show, and she sent along some correspondence that happened to occur right after 3 o'clock, where they said, hey, by the way, the principal thinks you're fantastic, and we're rescinding your in-school suspension. Whether or not the show had anything to do with that, who knows? But there are mostly schools out there who are understanding, hey, this is something that's happening. It's not that big of a deal. Better if the school takes part in it, makes sure everybody's safe, and gets back into the classroom and, you know, back working where you need them to be. But a superintendent in Texas at the Texas School District is warning that students will be suspended if they cause any disruptions to protest gun violence. Needville Independent School District. I have no idea where Needville is. Curtis Rhodes is the guy who's in charge, said in a letter that was sent to families posted on social media as well that students would be suspended for 3 days if they took part in the protests happening following the deadly Florida high school shooting. They said that they're very sensitive to violence in school. Please be advised that we will not allow a student demonstration during school hours for any type of protest or awareness. 2 exclamation points after that, not just one. Two of them there. We will discipline no matter if it's 150 or 500 students involved. All will be suspended for 3 days, and parent notes will not alleviate the discipline. How about you teach the kids a lesson through this? Teach them about civil discourse and about our government and about freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, core values. This is the perfect time for that. Not saying, hey, if you guys want to put together some protest, and you might scoff and laugh at it and say they just want to get out of the classroom, but fine. The kids that want to get out of the classroom, you make them learn by making it part of something bigger. I think that seems like a better way to handle things. Back in just a moment with one person who survived that school shooting and a very bizarre experience they had throughout the entire process. An unheard story that is starting to surface now. You're going to want to hear this. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Can't get enough of the monsters on iHeartRadio? Now you can also watch the monsters in the morning on the new iHeart Monsters YouTube channel by going to monsters.fm and listen every weekday morning on Real Radio 104.1.
The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity.
You're listening to the News Junkie. The land at the end of our toes goes on and on and on and on. The sound at the core of our bones.
What's this guy's name? I guess Wayne LaPierre. I think that's what it is. The head of the NRA, who's finally coming out this week and speaking. God, looks like a reanimated corpse or something to me. And you think, is that the best person to have out there as a spokesperson? Somebody who looks like they died, and then you hook them up to some sort of contraption and bring them back to life years later. And that's your spokesperson in a time like this, when certainly they're against the wall. Normally, the NRA kind of stays quiet for a little while, which has worked out for them in the past many, many different times. But obviously now with everybody talking about these protests on high school campuses and everybody heading to Tallahassee and gun reform, all of that stuff is on many people's minds. Tips at thenewsjunkie.com, including this person. Hey, guys, my son goes to a local high school, and he came home yesterday kind of upset. I should preface this by saying we have a friend whose daughter goes to Stoneman Douglas and was in the school when it was shot up. She's also a friend of my son's. Me too. I mean, my son, I think, told me yesterday that his best friend's girlfriend was there and went to the school when this happened. I think a lot of people have connections to this school, and one of the reasons might be it's just a big-ass high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a large campus, so there's so many kids that there's a lot of connections from there. Thankfully, she's alive, but mentally, she's not doing great. My son has another friend that I coach, I'm not going to say what team, that transferred here from Stoneman Douglas his freshman year because he was being bullied. And even after being beaten with 2 black eyes, the school district was not doing anything. That bully turned out to be the school shooter.
What?
So I guess what I'm trying to say is he's one of the few people in this area personally touched by this shooting, and he was upset because yesterday he was told his school is having a planned protest and supported the Stoneman Douglas students, which is fine, but everybody in the school must participate. So basically he's being forced.
That's weird how different the schools are reacting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read us a letter earlier that said there shall be no protest or you get 3 days suspension.
Yeah.
This other side is everybody's going to participate, even if you don't want to.
Yeah, mandatory participation and suspending kids is about as polar opposite as they can get. And one of them was an entire school district. In this case, it sounds like just one school. I guess I'm asking, do you guys think students should be forced to participate in a protest? I think it's not a protest if you're forcing people to be there.
No.
It's a mandatory event. To support the views of school administrators. Also, I'm now wondering how many of these other kids on the news were forced by their school to participate. Please understand, if they're protesting right that, because they feel that way, I support their right to do so. But nobody should be forced to go against their views and values to push a political agenda. Sincerely, and then they put their name. Thank you very much for the email. Yeah, I mean, I think once you start saying the students are forced to be there, you end up in some pretty odd territory. And it's no longer a protest. It's just a
requirement.
Yeah, it's a required event where attendance is mandatory. Sort of lose a little bit of the point when it comes to that. So hopefully they back off of those claims. And sorry about the story there. Speaking of everything that happened at this school, there is more details coming out about a survivor by the name of Lorenzo Prado. And I have no problem giving out the names of these students that survived this massacre. I have no problem giving out the names of the heroes and the teachers and everybody involved. And Lorenzo Prado certainly was one of the survivors, but not the shooter's name. No need for that stuff. It just adds to the problems that we have. So Lorenzo Prado is telling his story, and he had a really weird experience. He said they thought that he was the shooter for a moment.
Like during the actual how?
Yeah, as this was going down, they thought that he resembled the gunman and they reported him and people started pointing their fingers and they're like, this is our guy. And so not only does he have a school shooting going on around him, but then everybody thinks he's the shooter. Let's actually just listen into him. Let's see what he had to say here.
The SWAT comes in and I thought they were here to rescue me. But then as I go down the stairs, I find out that I was wrong. I found out that they thought it was me that killed the 17 people. And
Could you imagine?
I go down the stairs, they tell me to put my hands up. And I, being the fool that I was, tried putting my phone back in my pocket. And they demanded again, and I, not trying to be one of those news stories of someone dying wrongfully because they didn't refuse to put their hands up. I just dropped my phone at that moment and kept going.
Yeah, a lot of kids got caught up in that because you don't understand. The police are coming at things one way. They're coming in hot, and they're expecting to interact with this shooter, and they're expecting to have to put him down. And the students are just going, hey, I'm a victim. Obviously, the police officer is going to know I'm a victim. And so he's trying to mess with his phone, and he goes, oh, damn it. You know what? I'm going to be aware of what's happening in this moment. I'm just going to throw the phone. They think I'm the shooter for some reason.
When I went out those doors, I had 6 SWAT members pointing their guns at me.
Poor kid.
I was tossed to the ground. I was unjustly cuffed and held at gunpoint.
He said the shooter's name. I know it's his comments, but I'm still dumping that out.
The rest of the evening, I knew any move I made would be the end of my life. Throughout the entire event, I only felt 2 things. I felt fear, as I did not know my future. I did not know if I was going to be let go. I did not know where the terrorist was. I did not know how my friends were doing, and for that, I was afraid.
Oh, and imagine so. God.
It's a really scary situation if something like that were to happen, but I can't come down on the SWAT team for trying to be careful. Like, it's unfortunate that that happened, and it's very fortunate that it didn't turn in a terrible direction, but... Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where maybe nobody's at fault.
I don't think anybody's at fault.
Right. Like, it's just a bad situation. The SWAT was trying to do their best. The kid was just trying to get out, as anybody would in that position. And it just happened to be that he looked like him.
Is that the only reason why he was, I don't know, accused is the wrong word, but why the SWAT team thought it was him?
That's what they said. Hold on. They said, as Prado describes, he was briefly considered responsible for the accident or the incident at the school. He said he felt scared in the pandemonium of the attack, and then he tried to hide in a sound booth. People noticed that he resembled the gunman's description, and his fellow students started pointing at him.
That's scary.
Yeah, and they're like, that's the guy, that's the guy. And you're going, oh my God, I am not the guy. I'm not.
Oh my, that would suck.
Yeah, so he's just stuck between a rock and a hard place there.
I get that he's scared. I sort of get that he was humiliated, but I don't really think... I think at the end of the day, when everybody hears a story, they go, oh, man, well, good thing nobody screwed up and you're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't find it that humiliating, but, I mean, I'm not a high schooler. I haven't been in a long time. But the long story short is it had to happen. They have to have the utmost level of... just be careful.
Yeah, they have to be aware. They have to listen to what the students are saying, and sometimes things go this way. In fact, that's something that people often forget. When there's something as crazy as a school shooting going down, it's not a pretty thing. It's chaos. The response is chaos. You view it in the movies like the police officers are ready to go, and they kick the doors open, and they head down the hallway.
And everybody's, you know, out in an orderly fashion and going with the flow. It's... And we all watched the live coverage of when the shooter was at the airport down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And just watching, you know, a mass of people run across the tarmac not knowing what to do. Because you don't realize once you, as many times, as sad as it is that we have to revisit this type of situation across the nation, you know, don't know what to do in that exact moment when you're actually in it.
Yeah, the only people who would pretend are people who... definitely haven't been in that situation. You're like, oh, I would do this. And no, you have no clue what to do. It's utter chaos. And things like this just end up happening. Well, I'm glad it didn't turn out even worse for him. But this did turn out pretty bad for a Pittsburgh attorney. When you are an attorney and you're trying to make your way in the world, you probably want to do some things to get some attention. I don't know. Maybe you want to get some billboards, C-Lane. Maybe... you want to get a commercial, put it on television.
Uh-huh.
You want to do some Google ads, but you don't want to end up in the news yourself.
No.
And that's what happened to this gentleman. And I bet, Sabrina, you may have considered, if you lived in the Pittsburgh area, hiring Ivan Devorin. You'd go, that guy seems like he's very skilled.
I'll take him.
Until you read this. A prominent Pittsburgh attorney has been charged with dozens of counts of sexually abusing his dog. Now, I have a little issue with this and this story.
Oh, is it the same issue we always have?
No, I don't know what issue we have.
And don't say we, because that's just you, and I don't know if Sean agrees. So you're talking about if the peanut butter situation. No one's getting hurt in this. Yes?
I think that's what he's getting at, but I think this one was not one of those.
Okay.
Yeah. According to a police report...
Sean did not disagree with me on that.
Witnesses... I'm just saying, if the dog's not getting penetrated...
Oh, my God! It's still messed up!
The dog's actually getting peanut butter. I mean, it's not... This is worse.
It's creepy and it kind of messed up, but it's not hurtful to... I mean, unless the dog's just, like, diabetic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you guys are going to be dogs in your second life with an owner who's all about the peanut butter. You tell me if you want to be there or not.
The police report says...
How much do I like peanut butter?
Witnesses say they heard Ivan Devorin engaging in sexual activities with his dog, Snoopy.
No,
on several occasions. Yes, Snoopy was the victim in this case. And they put a picture of the dog in the article.
I thought they don't reveal the victims.
Yeah, that's why when I looked at this, I go, if this was a human and they said that somebody had sexually abused this, you would never put the face on there. And they got this sad little picture of Snoopy, and Snoopy's like laying on a bed, and his head is backwards, and oh, you know, just it's sad. It's more sad when you see the dog in question.
Jeez, 10 counts of sexual intercourse with an animal, and possession of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana.
Oh, that too.
Don't do drugs, kids.
A witness described hearing sex sounds coming from Devorin's apartment on numerous occasions.
Oh, my God. Really?
He's, like, leaning into this.
That's how loud it was.
Uh-huh. They kept records of the incidents, including sounds of a dog whimpering, creaking furniture, and inappropriate language. Why didn't you turn this in after time one when the dog effing was going on? And you must have been aware, like, hey, I hear a dog whimpering. I hear a guy saying, oh, damn, that's good. And I hear other sounds that make it sound like they're having sex. Turn them in, please.
I can't, you know, we've had many a dog sex stories on the show. The details in this one really have made an impact.
I think that the first time you need to make damn sure that there's no chance in hell that there's a woman there or another man or a person receiving the sex, because that's one hell of a an accusation to throw upon somebody, especially somebody who is a lawyer.
Right.
And
maybe that's why it took him 10 times to realize he was banging the dog and not a woman.
It seems like it was all right there for them, though.
And then, I mean, I think maybe around time 5 or 6, maybe the neighbors go, all right, we need to watch and make sure there's nobody coming in and out of this apartment
except the dog and the lawyer.
Yeah.
The Humane Animal Rescue says Devorim was a volunteer there back in 2014.
Oh, all right. Shooting fish in a barrel, right? Oh,
God, that is something else.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Way worse than peanut butter. Way worse than
absolutely. I would say this is...
The peanut butter's bad. The peanut butter's bad.
This is animal cruelty.
It's another level, and he's in some trouble. And I think his law career may be coming to an end. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The iHeartRadio app. It's not just radio. Not only can you take Real Radio with you any place you go, but now you could search and play any song from iHeartRadio's library of millions of tracks. That's right. Want to hear Sippin' on Some Scissor by 3-6 Mafia? Just type it in. Tap and boom. Instant satisfaction. Plus, if you're listening to Real Radio and you hear a song that you love, just tap replay and iHeartRadio instantly replays it. How cool is that? iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Get started now. Download the free iHeartRadio app now. Mail. Radio.
Making up for a lack of formal education by purchasing the first and subsequent rounds, you're listening to the News Junkie.
Oh, that's scary. You remember your biggest fears when you were younger, Sabrina? What the things were that kept you up and made you scared?
Yes, robbers.
Robbers, somebody breaking into the house?
Yep, always referred to them as robbers, and I would constantly wake up at night, look through the window, and go to my parents' room and convince them that we were being robbed.
I feel like there is one that all kids had in common, at least for a little while. And it's in the next news story. And I saw it during the break, and I was like, no. No, I'm just getting over that. Like, as a grown-ass adult, I'm just getting over this. And it is the escalator fear. When you get to the very end of the escalator, and you see those metal jaws that are just sucking the steps in front of you right in, and you think, what if my shoelace, or what? And that's why if you sit by an escalator, watch all the people that kind of hop off of the end of the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody just stone cold puts a foot right there and steps over, because everybody's scared as hell of these damn escalators. And wait till you see this. It's up on See It Now in the News Junkie app. What are the details in the story, Celine? Because I don't have it in front of me. It's a little kid.
It was a little 2-year-old in Canada. And I guess what the weird part about this is you're talking about you do the little hop off because you're afraid of the escalator at the end of it.
Yeah.
This kid was in the middle of it. So as his boot was being sucked into this escalator, his parents weren't able to hit the e-stop because they were right in the middle of the thing.
Oh, man.
And by the time the escalator stopped moving, they were only a few steps from the bottom.
So what did it do? Did it take his foot and just suck him into the machine?
Mom said she was prepared for the worst. I didn't even know if his foot was there. I didn't know if there's only a stump there at this point, she told the Herald. It twisted his leg around and broke his leg, and then the entire foot of the boot disappeared in the side of the escalator.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
When you're a little kid, that's a nightmare. You just think, what's going to happen is this giant mean machine. Because escalators look mean.
Oh, it's wearing cute little shark boots, too.
It's going to suck me right into this thing and chew me up and spit me out the other side.
His leg was broken, but his foot is not, at least from the picture that I can see, terribly chewed up.
Could have been a lot worse. That's just frightening to me. And that poor little kid is traumatized. He will never take an escalator.
Probably not.
Or a people mover or any of those ever again. Just walk right by and use the stairs. He'll probably be in better shape than all of us.
Yeah, great thighs.
He'll be rocking those thighs, but not going anywhere near the metal contraptions that suck you in and do real damage to the human body. So kids listening, beware. It still does happen. They would tell you that back way back when that it was like a legend, that it didn't really occur, that it wasn't a true problem. Turns out, not the case.
I remember I wasn't that scared of it, but my parents, or my mom especially, was like, you don't play around on the escalator. Like, this is not play around time.
Your parents were scared of New York City and escalators.
All right.
You
don't have to rub it in.
If you go to New York City
and ride an escalator,
your mom is going to have a heart attack.
Mom and dad.
They're both going to absolutely lose it. Tips at thenewsjunkie.com.
I'm imagining my two parents. One goes, you rode an escalator? And dad goes, in New York?
Just losing their minds. Tips at thenewsjunkie.com. Please keep me anonymous. I'm a teacher at a school in Orlando. My middle school students had a protest. Several kids were suspended for disrupting class. Two teachers were fired as well, says Anonymous. So send me some more details. I mean, we'll definitely look into that. No problem at all.
They were fired?
Yeah. I mean, there must be something more to the story. I don't have enough details here. Tips at thenewsjunkie.com. Dear Sean, I heard you mention earlier you received the packet I sent. First, I want to apologize if it upset or stressed you out. Not my intention at all. Once I opened it, Steve, and once I saw what you did, I actually really appreciate it. It was very nice that you did that. I had just received the 2018 edition of the book I sent you, and instead of throwing it out, thought I could pass it on to you for some FYI on the subject matter. And again, thanks. The thought never crossed my mind to send to the workplace. Just Googled your name, and there was your info. Thank you, Stephen. Again, truly sorry. No, don't be sorry. What you did, you had a good frame of mind. You wrote me a nice letter and all that stuff. So thank you. Yeah, C-Lane, you're right. I'm really screwing this up, aren't I?
Yeah.
You want to get more letters at home? That's how you get more letters at home, yep. Right there.
Well, that'll be fun to read them.
Yeah, this one was. Once I got past the idea that there was maybe... You know what? I'm going to stop talking.
Send us stuff.
I'm going to stop talking. KFC has some news for the folks in the UK. 70% of their restaurants are back open.
All right.
Yeah.
But only for a moment or two each day.
No.
Limited menus.
How is it so hard to send fried chicken over to the UK?
I don't know what is going wrong
here. They're having rolling chicken blackouts.
They absolutely are. I'm looking right here at one of the places that's open. They don't have anything on the menu barely available. They don't have any fried chicken at KFC. They're open. Here are the opening times. Wednesday from 11 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night, Thursday, 11 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night, and Friday, 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. That's it.
It's going to be a nightmare to go to. You're going to wait in 2 hour lines to get one piece of fried chicken.
Oh, hell yeah. The moment they open, if they're only open 3 days for limited hours, it's going to be an absolute mess. It says limited menu. We've had a hiccup with our delivery, so some of the menu isn't available today. Do come in. We're sure you'll find something finger-licking good. Apologies for any inconvenience.
No, you know what's finger-licking good? The chicken.
And you can't get it.
That's why people were going.
And they even said this. They're trying to be cute about it still. KFC, don't be cute. You have let down all of the UK in the process here. They said deliveries of chicken are winging their way around the country right now.
Yeah.
We're opening more restaurants all the time. Well, you know who else is opening more restaurants all the time? All the other competitors who don't have a problem putting the food on the shelves and in the menu.
It's
and...
just baffling to me. They have chickens in the UK. There are chicken farms.
Yeah?
Why can't KFC go to those chicken farms and then fry them in the store?
I do not know what has gone wrong here. Maybe it's because they have to do it a certain way.
Well, I mean, you could still use the same recipe and the same amount of herbs and spices. But if this is really a quality control issue where you need to have the same food purveyor for every store because that's you want to make sure that the chicken tastes the same in every store, maybe just kind of loosen that rule for the time being.
Right.
Get some local chicken and serve that up while you're waiting for the special chicken to get over there. You know, you could use the same herbs and spices and the same batter. And everything is going to be okay, but I don't get it. I'm with Sabrina on this. I don't understand how you can not find chicken.
Like, shut down for a month, they said, some of these places. That's incredible. It could really just completely ruin your business if that's the case. And they were on my good side. I was really appreciative of the story about KFC, how somebody finally noticed that on Twitter they were following seven herbs and spices.
Uh-huh.
Like, seven people named Herb and, like, the Spice Girls or... whatever. And I was like, oh, that's clever. I see what they did there.
They have a statement on their website.
What's it say?
That starts with, the chicken crossed the road, just not to our restaurants.
Oh, my God. They're being playful, and nobody can get any chicken right now.
I feel like this is something way deeper that we don't necessarily know about, like Chicken Gate.
A conspiracy?
They're going to try to hide the fact that there's zero chicken in all of the United Kingdom by the little quips and jokes. Someone who loves puns, I'm not happy about this.
You're seeing through the nonsense here.
I think that they're having a Chipotle crisis, and they're getting around it.
Yeah, they say, we won't compromise on quality, so no deliveries has meant some of our restaurants are closed, others operating a limited menu on shortened hours. They're on rolling chicken blackouts.
They are. That's what's happening, and it's really pissing people off. Some people, as we mentioned yesterday, even having to resort to going to Burger King.
Oh, no.
Tisk, very tisk. Tough. Very, 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 very tough. Quickly here, before a break, I have some more news about robots, and I continue in 2018 my journey to kill all robots that aren't my cell phone and things that I actually need to make it through life, because they're getting more and more dangerous. They are becoming self-aware. There's a damn dog robot that can open doors and work with another dog robot, and this stuff is frightening.
Don't tell that guy, Pittsburgh lawyer, about that.
Well, it's safer that way, though. That would be at least just a robotic dog. But there's a famed futurist professor, which is such a weird job to have. And most of you, time to call out the futurist community. And I'm sorry if I'm offending some of you. You suck at your jobs. Mm-hmm. Because if you go back in time and don't see any of the futurist stuff, and it goes, in the year 2010, here's what it's going to look like. Everybody screwed that up. You ruined everything. You have no idea. We get to the future, and you were wrong every single time. But I think he's right about this. Michio Kaku gave his harrowing take on artificial intelligence during a Q&A with some of his fans. The U.S. physicist outlined the evolution of robots in the future, and it's absolutely terrifying. He believes robots will eventually become so advanced they'll run the risk of replacing the human race. And to stop them having murderous thoughts before killing us, humans need to act fast and chip them with preventive technology. A user asked the author, Professor Michio Kaku, my question to you is, will artificial intelligence eventually render human labor and intelligence obsolete? If so, in what areas can human excel at that machine learning algorithms cannot? Right now, robots have the intelligence of a bug, he said. They could barely walk across a room, simple tasks done by humans, picking up garbage, fixing a toilet. They're beyond what a robot can do. But as decades go by, they'll be as smart as a mouse, a rat, a cat, a dog, a monkey, and then we're all screwed.
No.
So we need to find a way to make these robots limited in their intelligence.
Yeah, but they're not going to take over, like, the therapy industry. They're not going to take over the, the phone sex line for $80 a minute.
They could. The voice of all these AI things where they can speak to you, like Siri and stuff, that gets better. You won't know in the future if you're talking to a human or a robot.
I'll know.
That's the scariest proposition of all. You don't even know if that's a real human being with a beating heart over there.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's a robot trying to scam you out of your Bitcoin in the future.
You know what to do. You just grab an older cell phone and see if it does that thing that it does when you put it by PC speakers.
Wait, what happens? Oh, when you get a phone incoming call?
Yeah.
We're going to need to take that technology and distill it down into something simple that we could just wave at things. It's a scary future ahead of us. Stay put. The next episode with Sabrina, when we return, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The kind of crew who types the word functioning in bold, italic, and underline. This is the News Junkie.
Episode with Sabrina in just a moment. Don't forget, Secret Show subscribers, there's a new show headed your way tonight, and you're going to want to make sure you catch this. If you're not a subscriber, what the hell, man? Get subscribed right now. Use your login for the News Junkie app. If you don't have that, obviously download it and get all set up. Then go to getsecretshows.com. We'll get all your information, and then you know what you're going to get? you're going to get yourself a magnet and a sticker just for signing up and supporting us with the Uncensored Shows on Secret Shows. Go to GetSecretShows.com. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey. Are you ready for the next episode?
Indeed. Good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was 29 years ago, the year 1989. I was not alive, but I know for a fact that you guys were.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That being said, it was the 31st Grammy Awards, and this gal right here won Best New Artist.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah. Tracy Chapman is right, and I had no idea that she was considered a new artist. I thought she was one of the classics.
Well,
not so much.
Well, in the 80s,
29 years ago, yeah. She was a new artist.
And also that year, Don't Worry, Be Happy was the best song and best record.
Oh, it was a different time.
How
Bobby
long
McFerrin
ago?
Won best song.
And then on top of that...
Were there no other... just decent songs that year?
It was definitely a weird Grammys. They said Metalheads Everywhere flipped out when the very first Hard Rock Heavy Metal Grammy was ever awarded. Do you know who it was awarded to?
Metallica?
No. Jethro Tull.
Oh, that metal band, Jethro Tull.
Over acts that included Metallica. So that's what happened 29 years ago. Do you feel old yet? It was this guy right here. The maker. He invented it. Not the remix, but
Mortal Kombat?
Listen to the noises. Something you might hear on a Microsoft computer.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is correct. Thank you so much. Turns out when you ask him how much groceries cost, he doesn't know it at all.
Yeah.
That is where wealthy people, simple grocery and household items converge together, and you realize that those worlds are completely separate. Now, millionaire Ellen DeGeneres had billionaire Bill Gates on her show to play a game that will surely resonate with the other 99% of Americans. Guess the cost of the grocery items.
Imagine being so rich that they're like, let's see if this person knows how much average stuff costs.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't.
Not good at it.
He did very bad, but I will leave you guys up to the test as well. We'll go with the first one, Rice-A-Roni.
And here we go. There is Rice-A-Roni. Right there.
San Francisco
the
treat.
San Francisco treat, of course. How much do you think Rice-A-Roni would be? Within a dollar.
Within a dollar?
So he said $5. I don't want to reveal the answer. He said $5 for Rice-A-Roni.
Well, you only have to be within a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Rice-A-Roni's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Rice-A-Roni. So,
Bill says $5.
$3.
Sean says $3.
$2.
$2.
Probably $2.49.
I think it's like $1.88.
Okay, let's...
The audience didn't like that.
Let's see. Oh, it's a dollar. What a bargain.
I'll take $5.
I know.
Now we'll go on and continue. How about some very popular Tide Pods for consuming or laundry?
Ooh,
okay.
Tide Pods. You've been hearing a lot about those lately. What do you think?
$4.
Per pod?
Yeah, Tide Pods are more expensive.
He said $4?
$12.
Are we talking per pod?
No, like a thing.
A thing of Tide Pods.
You can't buy them per pod.
No, but all right. $11.
$11. Let's see what William said and what the right answer is.
No. They want me to go higher.
Yeah.
Let's go with $10. $10.
There's a $10. All right. He went $4.
$19.09.
Oh, man.
It's expensive to do laundry.
The only time I've witnessed a theft in person, like from somebody just like grabbing something and running from a store, has been laundry detergent.
Really?
Yep. Absolutely.
But you know what I do sometimes? Okay, let me rephrase that. You know what I've heard other people do sometimes?
Okay.
Because if you open it up, you realize that there's a whole bunch of space. So
yeah?
It's a big carton, but really they only give you about half of what it fills. So.
Oh, no.
You're just loading it up?
I said somebody else did it. Floss. Let's see what Bill Gates has to say.
Okay, now, very important.
This is my best chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you floss?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I floss as well. It's very important to keep your gums in good health. All right, that's floss. How much would you say that floss is?
I would say $4.
Oh, that's look high.
$4.
Floss is not that expensive, I don't think.
I say $1.
You laying $1?
I say $1.29.
$1.29. Let's reveal the answer.
And you! $3.78, that's $1.
Damn!
Oh, yeah. But you know what? He did nail the price of the cheapest haircut offered at Supercuts. So
he's had that haircut for a while.
Many, many years. But he's a billionaire, so who cares? Now, other people that have a bunch of money, they're doing something nice. If you haven't heard, the students from Parkland, of course, they are doing their march in Washington in March.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the big protest. March for Our Lives takes place March 24th, and it's getting massive celebrity support. Turns out George and Amal Clooney have started the ball rolling by donating $500,000, and George even said that her family will be there March 24th to stand side by side with this incredible generation. Then the matching began. $500,000 donations have come from Oprah, Steven Spielberg, Kate Capshaw, and the DreamWorks co-founder Jeffrey Katzenberg. That's a whole bunch of money, but I'm not exactly sure where it's going.
I guess probably get all this stuff ready, like maybe if they
buses,
need a stage.
Meals.
Yeah, bus people around, get the stuff printed out.
Now, Oprah even compared the kids to the Freedom Riders of the 1960s, and on a related note, a conservative website is now floating around the idea that George Clooney is priming up to be in the presidential run of 2020. Fox News host Sean Hannity said he would love to see that, only because he knows it'll be a bust. Mm. Oh, that hardball. It never stops rolling. One of the founding members of this band right here.
Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction. Jane's Addiction is right. And I'm talking about Dave Navarro. He has recruited quite the crew for a very, very big mental health charity concert that's coming up in April.
That's good.
He recruited Billy Idol, Courtney Love, Corey Taylor from Slipknot, and Jesse Hughes from Eagles of Death Metal for Above Ground. It is a charity all for mental health and raising money for it.
Courtney now, Love, huh?
What's interesting is that they're not going to play.
Mental health charity?
And she doesn't know that it's like they're just going to sit her down and...
This is exactly where you shouldn't be, kids.
He's planning an intervention.
No, but they're not going to play any of their own songs at all. Instead, they're going to team up to cover two albums, The Velvet Underground's The Velvet Underground and Nico, and Kings of the Wild Frontier by Adam and the Ants, which is interesting. They'll go through all the albums in their entirety, and all the proceeds will benefit the Recording Academy's Music Cares Foundation. I would play, this is him and Billy Morrison.
And we want to tell you about Above Ground, a live music event that we're presenting on April 16th at the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles.
After losing too many friends to suicide and depression, and having suffered personally with a wide range of mental health issues, we want to raise awareness and funds for the treatment of mental health.
Good.
We hope you'll join us and support this vital cause and spread the word that it's okay to ask for help.
It's okay to ask for help, and Courtney Love's going to be there to show you how to do it.
Kind of like I said, mental health.
Mental
like
health.
Planetarium.
The mini bike from this movie just got sold on eBay for a lot of money.
Dumb and Dumber?
That is correct, Sean. When you just thought the sale of the Dumb and Dumber mini bike couldn't possibly be any dumber, guess what it was? The hog feature in the classic 94 comedy used to by Lloyd and Harry to get to Aspen.
Mm-hmm. Totally redeemed yourself.
And then they did the pee-pee on each other. Wasn't that it? Yeah. Pretty bird. Pretty bird. Look at me quoting movies.
Oh, you got it.
Hold for how much money?
Man, that is a pretty big prop from that movie.
Yeah, but is it recognizable? If you had that thing in your garage, would somebody go, holy crap, it's the the scooter from Dumb and Dumber.
But also, if you were to buy it, you know that you're getting the case for it. You're getting a little plaque under it. So just in case nobody knows, everybody will know.
And you could put like some dolls on there.
Dolls?
Yeah, you know, to like reenact the scene where they peed on each other or something so people know what it is. It's a good prop, but I think it's not as much as people think. $50,000.
Christopher Lane.
$49,000.
Damn you.
Sean, on the money, my friend. Starting bid was $8,500, $8,500, and they got $50,000 for Houston Man. The new owner, Todd Niles, he says that he loves it. He begged his wife. She finally said yes.
Oh, my God.
And now he gets to own a piece of it, and he said he's going to display it on his wall. But I think he should just pee on it.
Yeah.
Have the pee mixed together. I only have time for one more. Which one shall it be? Bum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum, bum. This guy right here, I don't know if you're going to know his song.
Sylvester Stallone?
But I will try to give you some clues.
Sounded like she was doing the Rocky song.
Oh.
Designer.
He's the opposite of old.
Young
Jeezy.
Okay. And
young Black.
Another
young
name for gangsta.
Young Thug.
Young Thug is right.
Knew it.
Now, there hasn't been a lot of music from Young Thug lately, but last time we talked about him, he changed his name to Know My Name is Jeffrey, remember? Well, now,
yes.
He's changed his name again. You must refer to Young Thug from this point forward as Sex, in all caps.
That's it?
Yes, I'm changing my name to Sex, he wrote on Twitter, announcing it, following up with a second tweet saying, for now on, call me Sex.
Now, is this going to be on his driver's license, or is he just telling people around him, this is my new nickname?
I'm hoping it's on the driver's license.
That'd be great.
I hope that he goes the full nine, birth certificate, has a little, you know, stationery,
mm-hmm.
from a name tag that's all Sex all the time from Young Thug. Although the identity change didn't stick, he did debut at number 8, so maybe this means new music is on our way. But it should be interesting when you're listening to him on your headphones and you have to tell somebody you're listening to Sex. Awkward. On the Boob Tube, Olympics primetime coverage, 8 p.m. Go USA, you can do it, NBC. The finale of the Bachelor Winter Games on ABC. Lip Sync Battle of Kathy Bates versus Tone Bell tonight. And you can catch Oprah Winfrey on Kimmel. Happy Thursday, Chodes, and remember...
smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Sabrina. Live trivia when we come back. Now is the time to dial us up if you were paying any attention yesterday. So all you have to do is call 407-916-1041. Or toll-free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head-to-head. You battle it out. You win, you get a prize. Or be lazy and just enjoy playing along on the app. I'd love to see you try that for the first time today. Give it a shot. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store and get ready to play very, very soon. 407-916-1041. Toll-free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next for The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Talking on the radio, not your thing.
You can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real Mobile. It's real easy. Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Chevrolet.
Radio. 104.1.
Download the app and earn a badge that matches your corrupt soul. The News Junkie.
She won't tell nobody what goes on in these walls. If they talk, they probably tell you all about love.
Live trivia in just a moment. Quickly, though, you got to see this on See It Now. A North Korean cheerleader... they basically sit there and they're stone-faced until North Korea comes up and they're like, oh my God! And they go nuts for North Korea and then right back down, ignore everything else. And one of them, when the American figure skaters went up, started clapping. And the girl next to her like elbows the hell out of her like, what are you doing right now? And she got caught accidentally applauding for the U.S. team.
Which makes me fear for her life immediately.
Oh, yeah, she may be done for. Because the video is fantastic when you watch it. She's like, oh, great. Oh, no. It's a fantastic little snapshot of how things work in North Korea. Check that out for sure on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. Well, we do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app. Right. What? Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. 7 questions, 2 callers. You're playing along right now on the News Junkie app. Good luck over there. The whole thing brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. To the phones, let's see here. Rice-A-Roni, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right, let's check. Catwoman, are you with us?
Yes.
All right. Catwoman and Rice-A-Roni are our players in live trivia today. Best of luck to both of you. Here we go. We'll start out with question number one. After winning a bronze medal in Alpine Downhill, Lindsey Vonn was reduced to tears during her post-race interview. The reporter asked her about this. Tiger Woods, her fappening photos, her dead grandpa, or her father's disappointment in her. Catwoman.
Her dead grandpa.
Rice-A-Roni.
It's a dead grandpa.
Number two, a woman featured on ITV News this week perfectly summed up the KFC crisis that has rocked the nation in recent days. By fuming, she's had to do this. She had to resort to this. Go to Burger King, illegally ship KFC chicken to herself, go to Popeyes, or reconsider her faith in God. Rice-A-Roni.
She went to the Burger King.
Burger King for you, Catwoman. What about you?
Burger King.
Number three, hygiene and environmental experts are now pushing for people in the U.S. and beyond to start embracing this so it can make a comeback. Bathing with reclaimed water, reusable butt wipes, group showering, or bidets. Catwoman.
Bidets.
Rice-A-Roni?
We're going with the bidets.
Number four, SpaceX plans to launch a Spanish radar satellite atop one of its go-to rockets that will be the first step in their long-term plan to bring internet to space. It'll be able to serve the whole planet. What's the satellite called? Muscanet, Starlink, Galaxy Wireless, or Cable Wi-Fi Extended? Rice-A-Roni.
It's a Starlink.
You say Starlink. Catwoman, what do you say?
Starlink.
And we go to number five. Word spread over social media this week that Sylvester Stallone had died. He responded to the rumors by saying, "I'm alive and well and happy and healthy and still," you say, "still crapping thunder, still booing my ram." Still, is that Boeing, my ram? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Boeing, Rambo.
Still Boeing my ram. Now I see. Still screaming for Adrian or still punching Catwoman.
Still punching.
Rice-A-Roni.
I go with the same thing.
Number six, Jennifer Lawrence has fired back at the critics of a photo promoting her new movie, and she's in a Versace dress. The guys next to her had coats on. She said, "That's the way I want it to be. I was out promoting this movie. Silver Nipples Playbook, Red Sparrow, X-Men Apocalypse, or Crimson Titmouse." Which one's right, Rice-A-Roni?
It's the Red Sparrow.
All right, Catwoman.
Red Sparrow.
And we've arrived at the final question. Yesterday we learned Leonard Nimoy released a two-sided record in which one side was him singing as Spock. The other side was him singing about his personal interests. What's it called? Two sides of Leonard Nimoy? The Final Front Ear, Spockonia, or Trek Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself? Catwoman.
The first one.
And Rice-A-Roni.
Just go with it. Yeah, same thing.
You said the same thing. Oh, he lost the character at the last answer of all things.
I have a question. Is Rice-A-Roni an Italian dish?
No, I don't know why he went that direction, but I liked how he was at least staying with it. Rice-A-Roni versus Catwoman. Somebody's got to win. They both did pretty well, but let's see who it is. You ready to go through these, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Number one, what did they ask Lindsey Vonn about?
Catwoman, Rice-A-Roni both said her dead grandpa, and that answer was right.
On ITV, they talked about KFC. A lot of three-letter things going on here, but the KFC crisis has led some people to do this.
Both the players said, "I've had to go to Burger King," and that answer was right.
Hygiene and environmental experts want this to make a comeback.
Both the players said bidets, and that answer was bidet.
SpaceX, they're trying to give us all the internet via space, which is pretty awesome. What's the satellite called?
Rice-A-Roni and Catwoman both said Starlink, and that answer was out of this world.
Words spread over social media that Sylvester Stallone died. He wasn't. He's alive. He's well. He's happy. He's healthy. And still...
Both the players said, still punching. Adrian, you got it right.
Jennifer Lawrence says, "I don't need your help. I just wanted to look sexy in this Versace dress. I'm out here trying to promote this film."
Both the players said, "Red Sparrow." And the odds were in your favor, because it was right.
Number seven, the final question. Leonard Nimoy's album, what was it called?
It was The Final Answer. Both Catwoman and Rice-A-Roni said two sides of Leonard Nimoy, and beam me up, Scotty, because you got it right. Now we have a tie.
All right,
perfect
another one.
Score.
Let's see here. Perfect score. That's good. Rice-A-Roni, Catwoman, they're back for your tiebreaker. Go ahead, Sabrina.
All right, Rice-A-Roni, you will go first, my friend. How fast in miles per hour can the average rabbit run?
I'm going to say 23 miles per hour.
Okay.
23 per hour. Catwoman.
Okay.
I'm going to say 27.
27.
3 and 27.
According to my tiebreaker site, the average is 45 miles an hour, making Catwoman the winner last year.
All right. Congratulations. There she is. She's just a silent little celebration.
You really did it out of Rice-A-Roni.
Catwoman is our victor in live trivia today. What do we have for prizes, C-Lane?
I have a pair of tickets to UFC Fight Night at the Amway Center on February 24th. That's this Saturday, courtesy of MetroPCS, the official wireless partner of the UFC. Ultimate Fighting Championship returns to the Sunshine State with a thrilling fight card featuring the battle of top 10 featherweights Jeremy Stevens and Josh Emmett. You can check out MetroPCS, best free phone event ever. MetroPCS wireless figured out. I also have a pair of tickets to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross at Raymond James Stadium on February 24th, also this Saturday.
Is that dirt bikes?
Believe so.
Motocross? I think that's what it is.
Supercross.
Supercross. Oh, that's so even better.
It's a level up from motocross. Super. You also have the pair of Supercross pit passes. You can go check them out before the show. Those tickets are on sale right now. And you can visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
Thank you, C-Lane. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app for the folks to play along there.
Holding steady at the top spot, Juan Schossen with 1,670 points, followed by my best friend, who I have a feeling that's not actually you, my best friend, in your profile picture. I'm just going out on a limb here. Fancy Nancy, myself at 4, the Dita, Squirrel, Jerry Seuss, took my Chevy to Levy, but the Levy was Bry, Ask Holio, and It's-a-Me John at 10. The early 20s look like Jake from State Farm at 20, followed by the Sofa King, Girthquake, Mama Pants, and Han Solo Cups.
It's like a minefield every day when you're going through these. I'm pretty sure that's not my best friend's actual photo.
I don't think this chick listens to us.
And if she did, I don't think her background photo on her profile in the News Junkie app would be a bunch of more girls in bikinis laying on the hood of a boat. I don't think that would happen, but there you go. Congratulations.
And I would definitely not give her the tuba badge
There's a lot of things that make it clear that this is not legitimate. When we come back, by the way, if you're not playing along, do it. It's fun. You win prizes and stuff. And when the big update heads your way, first it's going to be video and some other improvements. But after that, there's a big overhaul for live trivia. And the prizes will be amazing. And it's going to be fun and more fair. And so you'll want to get involved early. So download the app. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store now. When we come back, a math problem leads to an investigation by the Sheriff's Department. What actually happened? You will not believe that this is a real, genuine story, but the details are on the way regardless. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie. They said I'm an anarchist. I'm an anarchist. Anarchist. No lie to other kids. Anarchist. I'm an anarchist. Anarchist. No lie to other
kids. Let's check out your dispatches from the News Junkie app in just a second here. So imagine this. What happened in this school, which I'll tell you about in a second, resulted in an investigation. The police were involved. They went back to the students' houses, searched their houses. They interviewed multiple family members to try to get down to the bottom of the story. They had a full investigation that they released a report afterwards about. And they said there was almost criminal charges filed. How did we get so far down the line? Must be something pretty shocking that happened with these kids, right? All of what I just told you started when one student drew the square root sign from a math problem. The square root sign, which is like a flat line and then it goes down like a heartbeat dip. You know, everybody's seen the square root sign. You know what I'm referring to.
Right.
Some student drew that. Another one goes, Be careful, that looks like a gun. And a couple of other students laughed. A teacher overheard. An investigation was kicked up. They went to their houses, searched to see if they had any actual firearms. They found zero evidence that there was any intent to commit harm to any other students or the faculty or anything other than the square root sign being drawn down on that piece of paper. And nowhere, nowhere along the line did we have anybody with any sensibility that could shake off the stupidity of this entire thing.
Nope.
What an absolute bungled waste of time this is. And that's exactly what happened here. Oh. It's pretty unbelievable that a square root sign started all that.
But on top of it, the teacher, I mean, overheard it and didn't go and look at the math problem and realize that that's what they were talking about?
I guess not. I mean, I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I'm missing, but I don't see anything else.
I understand the hype. I've realized that everyone feels the need to be extra cautious or a little bit on their toes.
Yeah.
However, I mean, it was as simple as looking at the paper that he just drew on.
Yeah, you could just go, hey, what is that? Oh, all right, that's what started this? Okay, did you hear him say this? All right, fine, done. Done. They didn't get the police involved. They had to get an investigation going. And it says, on Tuesday afternoon, Allen Parish Sheriff's Office deputies investigated an allegation of terrorist threats. That's what they were up to already. Terrorist threats at Oberlin High School, according to the department's Facebook page. The investigation revealed that a student was completing a math problem and drew the sign for square root. Deputies say another student made a comment and the symbol, they said the symbol looked like a gun, and several other students made similar comments. According to investigators, the comment made by the student in question could sound like a threat. It could sound like a threat that you said, hey, that square root symbol looks quite like a gun. And then they started to look into it. Detectives also searched the student's home, found no evidence that he possessed or had immediate access to any type of firearm. No evidence he had any intent to commit harm to students or faculty. And then they said this in their report. The student in question used extremely poor judgment in making the comment. But in light of the actual circumstances, there was clearly no evidence to support criminal charges. There we go. Now they're going to find out if they're going to discipline the students who are behind all this. So if you even say that something kind of looks like a gun, panic sets in. And that's not the way to fix this stuff. I mean, we've got the president now blaming video games, too, and movies and the violence that you see there. When every goddamn study into this, every single study into violence in video games and violence in movies shows you that there is positively no connection. The most tenuous thing you could get out of this would be Cho Sung Wee, the shooter at Virginia Tech, who was a huge fan of the movie Old Boy, I think is what it's called. And they said maybe he was trying to act out something in that. But mostly it's just complete and utter rubbish, generally used by people who are about to go on a rampage and try to censor things or make changes in life. And we've been through this many, many, many times before. There's no science to it. There's nothing behind it. So when you see these kind of stories, you see the overreactions.
Isn't it incredible, though,
that your head.
It does make you shake your head, because that is the reaction over a student drawing a square root symbol, yet almost little to no action when screenshots were sent with the student that shot up and killed 17 people in South Florida.
And then it makes me wonder, what else looks like a gun? Like, right. What else am I going to have to worry about? An uppercase L looks a little gun-like.
You've been pointing to someone with your thumb up.
Yeah.
To Sabrina's point, you're sitting there suggesting, you're like, hey, somebody drew a square root sign. Everybody freak the F out. And in the other case, you've got a kid with guns, with threats, with all this
literally
evidence.
Said, I am going to be a future school shooter.
You had everything. And everybody just, I don't know. I don't know if we need to pursue this any further.
It's the kid with the clock all over again.
But if the shooter down south would have drawn a square root sign, well, then he would have been fully under investigation. Some very important things would have been happening there. Oh, here's our friend, Right Side Scott. Hello, Right Side Scott.
Hello, hello. How is the news junkie doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Now, are you in a good mood? Last we talked to you.
I'm in a great mood.
In the last couple
Actually,
of...
I got some great
Slow down, Right Side Scott!
I'm sorry.
So be quiet for a second.
Yes, sir.
You quiet?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be
Are
good?
You glad you called.
You gonna behave?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I got him in check right now. Right Side Sky, last time we talked to you and the time before, it seemed like the depression had really set in. And we know that you're in a wheelchair and you're in your parents' garage and things aren't necessarily going as well as they could be, and that your sex life is very, 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 very dry at the moment. But I was hoping that maybe you'd find something, you'd find some love or find something that kept you happy. Has anything changed? Is your outlook on life a little better?
I don't know. I got somebody that I'm interested in.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, she's married.
Oh, you can't.
She left
don't do it right, Ted Scott.
She's moving out of her husband's house, and she already told me she wished she could move me in with her.
Oh, well, how'd you meet her?
She's actually a CNA, does home health care, and I got in touch with her through a friend of my stepmother.
You're trying to bang your nurse?
Well, no. I just like her, and she is cool with anything I say. If I say anything improper, she's cool about it, so it's kind of cool.
What's she look like?
She's a Puerto Rican girl, I believe she was. She's Spanish, but I think she's actually Puerto Rican.
So you think she's going to leave her husband to go over with you?
No, she's left her husband. She's moving out of the house. She's always talking about how much of a dumb ass he is and everything.
Yeah.
So you're going to treat her right, huh?
Well, of course.
Take her out to dinner or something?
That's good. I mean, that sounds like good news to me.
Yeah, hey, it's something else better than nothing.
I was going to say, it's something to live for.
But so I do have some really good news for you.
What's that?
I did some research, and my uncle, who started out as a soldier in the Air Force, became a career soldier, and basically still works for government. He works with all the major government,
departments.
Yeah.
CIA, DEA, FBI, DOD. He works with all of them. And so I got to ask him and poke him some questions about.
Does he work for the NWA too?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
But most of them, he works for company affiliated with all of them.
Why is this good news?
Well, I started poking questions about time travel, and he kind of let something slip out of the bag.
Okay.
Ooh. All
right. I got an opportunity.
Hang on, Right Side Scott. Calm down, guys. Calm down.
Yes, okay.
Sea Lion has been pestered by Right Side Scott over the last week.
Not pestered.
He's obsessed with time travel right now. I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, because maybe he wants to go back in time and stop a bus from falling on his face.
Hell yeah. I should have tried that.
Is that what's happening, Right Side Scott? You're trying to get to be able to time travel?
I sure wish I could go back. No, I didn't go back, but I did go forward into the future a little bit. See what my future might be like.
You did? You were a time traveler.
I've been to the year 2025.
Wow. Of all people, I didn't think it would be Right Side Scott.
Yeah, I finally have something cool happening in my life.
Did you see yourself in 2025?
Yeah, I did, actually. And I'm walking in the future. They have technology which is helping people. They even have it now.
You could walk?
Yeah, I was walking fine.
Wow.
Okay, how'd you get there? So you just meet this uncle, you catch up on the decades of not knowing each other, and then he drops the time travel thing and takes you to 2025.
Right, and I had an assigned escort to go with me because I was in a wheelchair. They were worried that that'd be like one of us seeing a pilgrim or an Indian walk through the front yard or something.
Okay, so
in completely unrelated news, have you been doing any drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke weed every day. That's about it.
Right Side Scott, here's my question, because when somebody says they went to the future, like you just threw out the claim, you went to 2021. What can you tell us that we're going to see that will prove that you went to the future?
I'm glad you asked. I did some research while I was there, and I did find out some things. In fact, the year 2020, Trump will be forced to step down as president. Pence will then become president sworn in. And one of his first actions, he's getting ready to start World War III with Korea.
I only got a couple of words. You guys get anything?
He said he would step down in 2020, but isn't that when we're doing the whole re-election or election of a new person?
Well, about that time. That's about the time he gets in hot water.
You know, this is how it would happen.
Did you check up on us, or like, we still alive?
This is exactly how it would happen. Somebody goes to the future, and they come back, and we can't even talk to them. We can't even get the information out of them to figure out what's happening. I'm not picking up any of this. Are you getting anything?
I just heard Trump, 2020, he'll be forced to step down.
Pence
and then
is going
to
be president.
World War III.
Right Side Scott, did you see us in the future?
Yeah, y'all doing fine.
Where were we?
Still in business.
Still here at Real Radio?
Well, You're affiliated with radio, but you have your, basically your own whole show.
Oh, a building.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, I really stepped up a lot.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you. That's
and
good
I
news.
I even saw me come in the studio one day.
No, that's not.
Thanks, guys. No, we're kidding with you, buddy.
Future Us is still not going to do that. All right, we'll see if that all comes to fruition.
Some interesting news.
Yeah, I did not expect that. Right out of left field, he's been calling C-Lane and talking about time travel every single day, just sitting on the phones talking about time travel.
Had different names a couple of the days, mm-hmm. Time Travel Scott.
Maybe it's true. I don't want to judge just yet. Other news, a search for the Forest Fen treasure. Can we look up what the hell this is, Forest Fen treasure? Have we talked about this? Forest Fenn. It has resulted in the death of yet another person who has gone out looking for this. And people go out and they're trying to follow some sort of clues or something. And they try to find this money. And now a 53-year-old Jeff Murphy, who died, the investigation has finally been wrapped up after months and months and months. And they say that he didn't kill himself, but he died looking for the money.
Fatality.
So it's reportedly worth over $1 million, hidden by an art dealer and author, Forrest Fenn, in the Rocky Mountains. So that might lead to the death thing, considering that you're scaling mountains.
Yeah.
He said he was going to go back and get it when the value is inflated to $10 million. When asked why he created the treasure hunt, he said he just wanted to give people some hope.
Oh, he's alive.
I guess so. I wonder how long ago this was.
All right, hang on. I got some details in this story here about what's happening.
Yellowstone Park officials started a search for 53-year-old Jeff Murphy June 8th. He had hiked up Rescue Creek Trail near Mammoth the day before. Yellowstone's investigative report reveals Murphy's wife told park authorities he was looking for the Forest Fen treasure. Murphy's body was found June 9th. The report contains pictures of the path of his 500-foot fall from Turkey Pin Peak.
Damn.
The incident report says it appeared he stepped or hopped into the chute from the less steep slope above.
That's weird. This guy puts out this treasure and he's got like a scavenger hunt and they go out to do it. Now four people have died. There's a reason you don't go out there and start hopping around on rocks in the middle of Yellowstone Park. But I can see the desire. You can start to get the money in your eyes, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be exciting.
But the report makes clear that the fall was an accident. It says Murphy did not commit suicide. Portions of the report were redacted, and it withheld Murphy's wife's name. But she called me in October, and I reached out to her recently for this story. She declined to comment on the record, but she didn't disagree with my findings. The report shows Murphy emailed Forrest Fenn in the days before his death.
All right.
It also shows emails from Fenn to Yellowstone officials during the search.
$1 million? I'll get out there and look a little bit. I don't want to die.
Now it's worth $2 million. And then if nobody finds it, I think if I've gathered this correctly, Forrest Fenn is going to go himself. And at that point, it'll be worth $10 million.
How is it going up in value?
I have no idea.
I'm a little confused here, but don't go out and look for this, please. I know you're excited. You got the dollar signs in your eyes just like that person did.
There's a poem.
Better to be alive. There's a poem?
There's a poem that will reveal where the place is. As I've gone alone in there and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret where a hint of riches new and old begin. It where warm waters halt and take it in the canyon down. Not far, but too far to walk. Put in below the home of Brown.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to write that down. Think this out and then try not to die on the journey to get that. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
Jury duty in just a moment. What I say, there is a live show. I think we're 100% locked in on this for St. Patrick's Day. Man, we're popular on St. Patrick's Day. Everybody wants to have the show for St. Patrick's Day.
I was just asked by the engineer who worked the St. Patrick's Day last year, double checking, because he wants to make sure to bring enough plastic coverings for his equipment.
So he asked you the same questions he asked me.
Did the engineer approach you, and you're talking about the guy who was with us last year,
Frank,
and did he approach you with a tone of voice, Sabrina, that sounded like, I'm worried about this or I'm excited about this?
It was a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I think I was a little bit more nervous than he was, so maybe I scared him more. But I was like, I'm not completely sure because it's on a Saturday this year, and I just know that if you are there, we'll make some sort of barrier, and I'm sorry about last year. It was a lot of word vomit.
It was a fun time. A lot of people came out to Elixir last year, and just know this year we are going to be doing a live show, our first live show of 2018, and I know it's not on St. Patrick's Day itself, but it's still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's the first live one that people can, like, come out and hang out with us. We did the...
Otronicon. Yeah.
That was... there's a lot of kids around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be freewheeling, having some drinks, have some exciting stuff going on out there, just like last time, and a lot of weird things happening for you to enjoy. So that's going to be coming up. But put the day before St. Patrick's Day. What is that? Is that the 14th or what?
It is 16th. The 16th.
16th? Okay. Put the 16th down on some calendar as a day you're going to say, hey, boss, we've been working. I feel like the Safe Touch guys when I say, hey, boss, like that.
Sorry, boss.
Hey, boss, I have been working all 2018 nonstop. I want to take off this one Friday and go have some drinks and see the news junkie for a live broadcast. There hopefully will be some specialty magnets out there that are in the works right now, and it's going to be fun. We're going to blow it out, and it'll be an enjoyable time. I'm excited about this because so much stuff gets shot down. Like we had a sponsor. We had a lot of great sponsors to this show, and I love all of them. And the sponsors generally don't come up with ideas for events, but we had one key sponsor come up with an event and sent over an email, and I was like, that's exciting. That sounds like a cool idea. Mm-hmm. They wanted to sort of do like a gumball rally style thing. Do you know what a gumball rally is, Sabrina?
No. I know it has to do with gumballs.
No, it's like a race where everybody's in their own cars, like regular cars, and you tell them you got to go here, here, and here, and sort of scavenger hunt style, they go different places.
Okay.
It's really cool. But apparently legal said, not just no, but hell no.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Did that just happen? Because we talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's the tease.
The email I saw was not even just like a light no. It was like, this is perhaps the most dangerous idea that has been constructed from your building, blah, 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 blah. Some very extent response that suggested, simply put, we weren't going to be able to do that. So,
I mean... I thought it was an awesome idea, but I could see where...
Yeah, driving around in cars, racing people.
That sounds like, hey, you know, run red lights.
Yeah, and, yeah. They were not big fans of that, and I can understand why. So we'll let the pent-up aggression and energy out for our St. Patrick's Day broadcast. More details on the way. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. It wasn't Moses' event, by the way. I should just put that out there. As an attorney, he probably wouldn't go anywhere near that idea, but he will go near your case.
I'm sure he'd like to sponsor anybody who had some issues after the fact.
He'll get all of the clients. If you want to go ahead and call them, it's 1-800-DEWITT-LAW. And if you've been in a car accident, that's the number you can call or text or ask, ASK at DeWittLaw.com. When you're going up against the insurance companies, make sure you have somebody who does this all the time, who is ready to go, who knows how to negotiate with these people and get what you deserve out of your case. Not some billboard attorney where you're never going to see that face on the billboard in person. You're not going to even see their underlings. You'll see their underlings, or you'll see Moses DeWitt and the crew over at the DeWitt Law Firm. So 1-800-DEWITT-LAW, do not forget. There were two teenagers, and I do not understand why kids are doing this. I mean, there's some pretty unbelievable stuff happening. In the wake of this school shooting in Parkland, there's been a bunch of people who are high school students who appear to be just kind of trolling and don't understand the seriousness and the severity of what's happening. I got a bunch of tips here from a parent locally who said that somebody's been putting bullets in the bathroom at their kid's school.
What?
And you go, what the hell? Like, what kid would think, oh, I'm just screwing around here trying to get some attention, but this is somehow a good idea. More with this. Two teenagers were arrested Wednesday after allegedly threatening to harm students at two high schools in Long Beach, California. Authorities have stepped up patrols around the city's campuses. 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid arrested on suspicion of making criminal threats in what investigators believe are unrelated incidents. So 15 and 16 years old, and they weren't even familiar with each other? A school resource officer assigned to Millikan High School was alerted Wednesday morning after classmates overheard a 15-year-old freshman threatening violence on campus. Some real problems when you've got that kind of talk going on. So they looked into this, and they are not sure whether or not the two teens had access to any weapons, but a lot of people on edge in the wake of the Parkland school shooting. And these kids, you sit down with your kid. Bad parenting does lead into some of this stuff, and there's many other things that obviously are impacting this. But sit down with your kid and just say, I know you might think that some of this stuff is funny, or that, you know, trolling on the basis of these school shootings might be some kind of funny idea. Don't go anywhere near that. Don't do that. This is a very serious thing, and doing it can get you in some significant trouble. And it has for those kids, for sure. Harassment continues for the family of a 12-year-old Chatsworth gamer targeted by a swatting call. They continue to happen. This poor little kid, some famous YouTuber, and I didn't ever see the name of the YouTuber who mentioned him, but some famous YouTuber mentioned this kid, Peter Verratti, the 12-year-old, and he's gotten popular overnight. He went from 600 followers to 115,000 followers.
115,000 because the guy mentioned him once?
Yeah, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was PewDiePie or whoever. It's not in the story in front of me. But now, along with all these new subscribers, people are like swatting him. And poor kid. You hear at the beginning a little clip of it, I think. He's crying.
Okay, guys. I'm going to end my stream now.
A frightened and tearful 12-year-old YouTube gamer after paramedics and police suddenly swarm his home.
It was probably the scariest moment of my life. We opened the door and they come in, kind of rushing in, kind of like,
his mom.
You know, there was a disturbance call. What's going on? I'm like, you tell me what's going on. So it was pretty scary.
Hold on, guys. It happened Sunday night as Peter Verratti, known as Raleigh online, was live streaming. Authorities rushed to his Chatsworth home after getting a 911 call of a mother and son hanging themselves.
Jesus.
A fake emergency call known as swatting that prompted a real-life response.
Well, like I said the other day, they got to shut this swatting stuff down. Make it so you can't anonymously place these calls. I've looked more and more into how they're doing it. And one of the tricks is they get transferred. They call via an VPN-protected line with some Skype number that they only have for a second, and then they call the non-emergency line and get transferred to the emergency line. And that is where a lot of this stuff is occurring, but they need to do something about this, for God's sake. And finally, school board knew of Parkland shooter's obsession with guns and violence. Damn kid's name. And I read it in every article, everything. The shooter, at times, will be distracted by inappropriate conversations of his peers if the topic is about guns, people being killed, or the armed forces. That's according to Cross Creek educators. He's fascinated by the use of guns, often speaks of weapons and the importance of having weapons to remain safe in this world. He becomes preoccupied with things such as current events regarding wars and terrorist actions, and many, many things about guns and violence in his background and in his school documents. So everything was on the radar, and nothing was pieced together as far as the puzzle that was in front of these educators and law enforcement and everybody else.
Which is insane to think about. But now has everybody wondering, like, and looking at who's around them and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's maybe going to get more people in situations they don't want to be in, because they will start to be a little bit overzealous and create more of a panic and chaos.
Yeah, they think their tips, even if they do send them in, will just go ignored in some cases. When we come back, a scary story, a gross, gross, scary story about a jacuzzi. Those of you who like jacuzzis, I don't know if you're going to want to hear this or not, but it's happening anyway. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Talking on the radio, not your thing. You can do this, you can do this, you can do this. There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real Mobile. It's real easy. Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Toyota. The phone system is a fickle beast, but he'll still take your calls. You're listening to the News Junkie.
We don't want to go home. We all sing along. But the notes are wrong.
Get it.
Dylan, who's this woman? She's a Victoria's Secret model? Or
She's a, what do they call them? Angels?
Yeah, I think that's what they are.
She's a Victoria's Secret angel.
Everybody's freaking out over this photo this Victoria's Secret model posted. And I guess it's because she looks, like, really thin. She's completely naked.
Yeah, I can't tell if she's twisted a certain way, but there's other pictures of her where it looks like her stomach is really, like, unusually small.
All right, when you say small stomach, do you mean like she's thin and she's like anorexic looking, or like that just physically her stomach is smaller?
It's like you know how people kind of talk about a woman having an hourglass figure?
Sure.
She's like, it looks in some of these pictures like she's physically smaller in the middle.
Like she's almost got a corset on, the squishing the stuff down or something?
Kind of.
I guess people got upset because they said, look at this woman. She's posting this naked photo online, and really, it's a cry for help because she's dying or something here.
I mean, does it look like she is?
I think it's she's twisted in a way. Let's get some eyeballs on this. It's on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. And then give us your feedback on the texting service afterwards. I think the way she's naked is like twisted to the side, and I think it makes it look a little worse than it is in one of the photos.
But I put another couple of photos in there. The very last one, she looks mostly normal.
All right, let me see.
But like, there's a couple of them where, like, right in the middle there, she looks really, I don't know, odd. Right,
let me see. I'm pulling up the News Junkie app. See It Now, the Victoria's Secret model. Because I saw the top one, which is what got everybody talking.
Oh, and there's people commenting on it and fighting over.
Oh, my God. It's not bad at all.
I think she's twisted like that because she's naked, right? I mean, like, that's why her body's kind of contorted, and it looks different.
She's skinny and tall. That's how they look.
Yeah, she's a runway model, for God's sake. I mean, what is anybody expecting that's following her?
She does look like a Barbie. I would say Barbie sheep.
She looks a little bit in the eyes like she has a little bit of Scarlett Johansson in her.
I will never cease to be amazed by how these people can get completely naked and not show anything off. Like, how is she not? There's nothing falling out or dropping here or there.
It's a particular skill, but it is possible for everybody if they just try.
And she took the photo herself, too.
She probably, you know, did a couple to make sure everything was all covered up. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I don't think it looks that bad. I think she looks great. But there's people, I guess, who are giving her a real hard time. Check
on
that
the
out.
Comments and stuff. Yeah,
what are they saying?
There's some people that are like just the typical like you need to eat something or
eat
like
a cheeseburger.
Somebody they're just arguing. Now that there's so many comments, I can't follow them anymore because you just have to keep going. Load more. Load more. Load more.
How many followers does she have? 271,000 likes on that photo. How many followers does she have?
Let's see.
Take a look at this. It's in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. And they said, oh my God, she's got an eating disorder. She looks like a model, a Victoria's Secret model.
4.2 million followers.
Does she really?
Uh-huh.
What the hell's her name?
Okay. Elsa Hosk.
So that is the only reason why this everyone's talking about is because she has so many followers.
Yeah.
So we have seen far skinnier pictures and have discussed far sickly, far... What's the word I'm looking for?
More sickly and
scary
drained.
Looking. I mean, there's a big difference. You guys have had people in your lives that you know something's going on with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you see them, they've lost a lot of weight, but it's like sunken and you know that's not, they don't look healthy.
The problem is the media looks at this and of course they can find people. If she's got 4.2 million people, of course they can find people who are saying bad stuff like that. In the comment section of her Instagram, I'm sure it's just a tornado of S. Every time she posts something.
Half that and half like, oh my gosh, you're the hottest woman in the world I've ever seen, married me, blah, blah, blah. you see that little picture of her on the runway with that crazy outfit on?
Yeah.
That thing had, I don't even know where they fit them all, 275,000 Swarovski crystals.
Wow.
Holy cow. Well, take a look at this. In the See It Now section of the News Junkie app, I think she looks fine. I don't think there's anything about it other than the fact that she's naked that would be of issue. And when you post that stuff and you have that many followers...
Eat a cheeseburger. Come on. Get some meat on those bones.
If you loaded up all the comments and searched for cheeseburger, I'm guessing several thousand. Several thousand people who just go, eat a cheeseburger. Oh, my God. Somebody get her a cheeseburger.
I would tell you that as a Victoria... Okay. I would tell you that she, being a Victoria's Secret model,
wonder where that was going.
Far from it, that they have to take care of their bodies in a certain way. It's not all about being skinny. I mean, they're about the abs and the curves and making the bras look good. That takes exercise and a diet. That doesn't mean she's starving herself.
You know, it was weird. It said she's been a Victoria.
And I know that from my past experience as a model.
She's been a Victoria's Secret model for 7 years. It said. And I started to think when I saw that, it's like, oh, she looks great and she still looks young and she's in great shape. But I thought, isn't that seems pretty long for a modeling career.
That's nothing. There was the last show they had, they were doing the backstories of everybody. And there are women there that are, because there's a difference between the Victoria's Secret models for the runway show they have every year.
The ones with the wings and stuff.
But then there are the women with the wings. And those are women that have been there for 10, 15, 20 years.
Oh.
So,
and they're probably making crazy money, too, I would guess, at that
level.
For sure.
Well,
take a look at the photo in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app, and I'll tell you the horror story about this jacuzzi. Are you guys fans of the jacuzzi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Answer a question for me. What is the difference between a hot tub and a jacuzzi?
Jets?
Is jets what makes it different? A jacuzzi?
I thought this was a trivia question.
I don't know. I've never been in a jacuzzi, I guess. Or is everything that has the jets a jacuzzi?
The tomato, tomato?
I'm very confused about that part of it. Or is a jacuzzi a brand?
It could be.
Maybe that's what it is. But they said that there was a 55-year-old woman named Patricia Michella, and they found her unresponsive in the jacuzzi bathtub of her hotel room. Here's the thing.
Oh, I already know where this is going.
She may have been in there for a little while.
Oh, no.
And she ended up...
Nope.
Just dying and just in the hot soup of the jacuzzi tub.
I told you guys the story of the Uber driver I had that was a firefighter. You not remember this?
You told us a story about something about this, but I don't remember all the details.
Same, we'll call it the same lines, but him, one of his first calls went with the fire department to this man's house after the neighbor complained of a stench.
Oh, no.
Morbidly obese man had a heart attack in his hot tub and had been sitting there.
Oh, God.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then you just start loosening up in the...
They said perfectly still that he was still in his position, just like a little, you know, swollen from the water.
Bloated up, yeah.
But the moment they touched him, it was like slow-cooked chicken right off the bone.
And when it's chicken, it's a sign that you did something right. Great job. When it's a human being, everybody must have been vomiting.
Yeah, vomiting, had to get the pool net to get all the things together.
You got
to
rub that stuff over
Forget the pool net. Just throw the hot tub away. Just to destroy it.
Oh, man, you could still use it.
You would use a hot tub after
Absolutely
a human
not.
Soup incident? No, yeah. Thank you. Well, this woman was in there for quite some time. Police went in there. They said there was an activated smoke detector that went off, which shows you that she was probably cooking up in there a little bit. The public information officer said a medical event caused her to slide below the surface of the water. Her body then blocked the water jet, causing the jet to overheat. Police say an electrical engineer inspected the hot tub and found it to be working properly, but she was all alone there. Yeah, just not a good situation.
So, according to the text service,
yeah,
and I might still be wrong, I don't know, but I think jacuzzi is a brand of hot tub.
Is it?
Jacuzzi is a brand, jacuzzi is a brand, jacuzzi is a brand of hot tub. Jacuzzi is a brand name, idiot. Jacuzzi is a brand name of hot tub.
Come on, idiot. Like, what? I don't have extensive experience with a hot tub. I don't own a hot tub or a jacuzzi or any other brand that's out there. Sorry for not knowing that.
I used to love the in-ground hot tub at the house that I grew up in. But
the pool system at my old house was very old school. It wasn't just like turn a little, like flip up a switch or something like that, or hit a button and it starts.
Yeah, pull start something?
No, it was like this system of different pipes you had to reroute stuff. So like there was a diagram my dad tried.
What the hell?
My dad tried to draw me a diagram of how to do it, and I never ever figured it out as long as I lived at that house.
Bootleg hot tub do you have? Yeah, like it's like a tinker toy, and you got to reroute the water to it.
Kind of, yeah.
That's bizarre.
It was, the whole pool was that way.
Let's go to the dispatches. Here's Andrew.
Hey, Junkies. Hope you guys are having a good Thursday. Mine isn't too bad. I woke up this morning to look at my bank account, and guess what I saw? My tax return. So it's going to be a good weekend. Not on call, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Well, hope you guys have a good one. Later. Later.
You too. Here's Bofa.
Hello. Hi, puppies. How are you?
How are you?
This is Juanita Conchita González Herrera Hernández.
This is me.
Anyways, news junkies. Chang Watson, I just wanted to know if this voice works better for you puppies.
No.
You know, touch the booty. Lick the booty.
No.
Spread the booty. Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
No, it's not doing it for me. A very first dispatch, maybe this does it for me, from Van Toot.
Hey, junkies, it's Van Toot. I just wanted to say, the issue isn't left or right. It's somewhere in the middle. We need to slow down with these mentally crazy people getting guns, but also allow good, honest, hardworking people to carry guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my point.
Yeah, I think
we'll go pop, pop.
One of the problems is I just see so many of these people poking into the debate where they're like, we need to ban all semi-automatic weapons. And they go, hey, here's something. If you're against the gun laws as they are, if you're really impacted by this, this is the best piece of advice I could give you. If you really, really want change in this country when it comes to how people obtain firearms, how many guns are out there and all of that stuff, go learn about guns. Go learn about guns a little bit. Maybe go to the gun range and shoot some yourself. Read into this stuff. Find out what the laws actually currently are. Figure out what you don't know, which is a lot. And so the real problem is so many people that are passionately against gun law in its current form don't know what they're talking about. And they'll go, an AR-15 is an assault rifle, like AR assault rifle. That's not the case. And you'll say, these are automatic weapons, or these are assault rifles, which also is not the case. Assault rifles are military weapons. And when you don't know what you're talking about, it's easy to shoot down everything you say and the point that you try to make in any of these situations. And some of the people out there saying, let's get rid of all semi-automatic weapons, that's virtually every weapon except for a revolver, a bolt-action rifle, just a handful of guns would remain. And though there are some people who want that to be the case, that's not going to happen. So if there's just some levity in there, or if there's anybody who is passionate about it, I would say look it up, figure this stuff out, get hands-on. If you don't want to do that, at least just read and know more about these weapons, so that when you are talking to somebody who does, you don't end up outgunned, so to say. Back in just a moment with the scripted question debate from last night's incident there, or not incident, but the event that CNN held, the town hall down south. Were there scripted questions or not is what everybody seems to be arguing about today. Details on the way. It's the news, Junkie on Real Radio. Real.
The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
So the big discussion this morning is that town hall that they had for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students who have been speaking out against the current gun laws in this country. Was the whole thing a big scripted event? Was this all just marching orders from CNN or on high, or depending on how far you go into this? Was it George Soros who wrote those questions himself? And all this starts with one of the survivors of the Stoneman Douglas shooting. And that's a young guy named Colton Hobb. And Colton Hobb has been here and there in the news, not as much as these other kids. he supports the Second Amendment. He is somebody who says there needs to be more security in the schools. And he was kind of at odds with some of the other opinions of his fellow students, which is good anyways. I mean, I think it's fine. And to mix it up would have been good. But he did an interview where he said, I didn't want to do the town hall because they wanted me to read a scripted question. He said, I have my own question. And then I get there and they're like, no, ask this one. And I said, no way, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a part of this. Here's what he actually said.
I expected to be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC who shielded classmates in the midst of terror, says he did not get to share his experience.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
Colton wrote questions about school safety, suggested using veterans as armed school security guards, but claimed CNN wanted him to ask a scripted question instead, so he decided not to go.
I don't think that it's going to get anything accomplished. It's not going to ask the true questions that all the parents and teachers and students have.
All right, there he is. And those comments right there set the whole thing off. They go, look, they scripted this whole thing. This is a bunch of nonsense. They're trying to get a march going to take our guns away, and people run wild with these things. You can find plenty to take issue with about how the crowd reacted, about how when the NRA spokesperson Dana Loesch was up there talking about a woman who had been raped and was under 21, wished she had a gun to defend herself, and the crowd is jeering her, and there were some real bad looks that were going on with that. But the idea that this, an event that was thrown together in what, a week, was a completely scripted endeavor and that they were trying to do this is not the case. Mm. And when you look into it a little bit more, it turns out that I think somebody at CNN said, yeah, we'll let you ask you a question. You could say some things. And he turned that into, I'm going to go up and give a speech and ask a question.
It doesn't really work that way.
And they said, this is a town hall. Nope, none of the kids are like giving a big, giant introductory speech, I don't think. And so he said, well, if I can't do that, I'm not going to go. And it turned into they wanted me to do this scripted question. And so it's sort of like a game of telephone. And then when people get onto the other end of the telephone and hear something they believe to begin with, like it's all a sham and it's all a big scripted thing, they latch onto it. But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC that shielded students while the school was under attack, said he's going to continue on his way and fight for the change that he's looking for. I'll just tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if in the past, CNN, other media outlets, when they had these town hall things, if they were being phony about it, if they wrote some questions, if they found somebody and they said, hey, do you want to ask a question today? Here, well, look, we got one ready for you.
Oh,
yeah, you
could
be on TV. But that's not what happened here.
Wasn't there some issue, though, when it was during the debates that somebody, I think it was like the prompter got caught having...
Donna Brazile.
Yeah, didn't she have like predetermined answers or something along those lines?
Yeah, there was, for that whole thing, Donna Brazile, who was in the DNC and also at MSNBC, I guess, had the questions and they said they might have passed them along and shared them with somebody else. But, I mean, that's bad, and you shouldn't be doing that at presidential debates. Obviously, it's terrible, and it shows you the state of our news media and politics. But when you start to say that something that they present as a town hall is not just people with their opinions, but something shaped by a media outlet, that's a pretty big charge, and I just don't think it holds up in this one. This kid wanted to do a little bit more than they were willing to let him at that. Back to the Olympics, because it's happening. Nobody's watching. Nobody seems to care about this. But the Canadian team that lost to the American women's hockey team was pretty pissed off about that loss. In fact, there's a video of all the Canadian hockey team players lined up, and the Olympic official goes over and one by one puts the silver medals around their necks. Congratulations. Congratulations. And the moment she gets it put down on her neck and the person walks by her, she rips it off and didn't want the silver medal on her.
It's not the Canadian way. Come on.
Maybe my expectations are lower because I would go, this is, even if I had a bronze.
Even if I just had the, you know, the necklace part, no medal attached to it, I'd be happy.
It's like it says you participated. I'd still be stoked about that. But the Canadians take their hockey very seriously. The disappointment showed on their faces, and for Canadian defenseman Jocelyn LaRocque, there was no celebration in winning that silver medal. Oh. So she yanked it off her neck immediately after it was placed on there by the Olympic officials. Nope, not interested in silver, they said. Back with your final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and of course, today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday. Plus, is that a giant boulder over there? Making sense of all of these things next, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From the biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday. What a letdown this is.
Yeah.
I'm real disappointed. I saw this story, and during the breaks, I'll run into C-Lane's studio, and I'll go, let's put this up on See It Now so everybody who's listening could check it out. And when I see the words huge and bolder, Sabrina, I'm thinking you're going to deliver on huge and bolder.
Absolutely.
How big is a huge boulder to you, just out of curiosity?
Size of a car.
Right. Big. Like this, right? Like Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Yes. Running and falling and letting it run over you.
He's swinging on a vine and that big ball is rolling right behind him.
He's trying to get the genie's lamp.
And then I go in there and see this. I don't even want you to go to See It Now. I don't even want you to. Don't click on it. Don't go there. It's there.
I just did all this work for nothing?
It's over there. But this is not a huge boulder.
No.
It's pretty crazy looking. So
the tweet says massive boulder.
No.
It is not massive.
Is this the dash cam footage?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's driving a car in Taiwan, and there's a boulder that comes down the building, a.k.a. a rock.
Large rock.
Comes down, not the building.
Oh, that was nothing.
I wouldn't want it to hit me or anything.
Neither would I, but even if it did hit the car, that would have been, I don't know, maybe a dent, a smashed windshield.
I think it would have done some damage, probably been falling for a while, cars going fast.
That was easily the size of a volleyball that's a little bit bigger.
Right. It was not a huge boulder. But ghosts, I mean, you know what? It is the biggest boulder I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my gosh.
So scary.
The guy nearly died and was squished into a flat version of himself because that thing was so big.
But then, like Roger Rabbit, he peeled himself off the ground. Mm-hmm. And then the girl from the Victoria's Secret photo showed up at the scene.
She's got a smaller stomach than the flat Roger Rabbit guy.
It just goes back and forth. It's a whole thing.
Click on stuff.
Yeah. Go check that out. That's in the See It Now. I just realized, like, really ran that down. Nobody's going to be tapping over there to check that out.
We've also added boobs. If you guys want to go see those.
All of them in one spot there on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. But that is no huge boulder as far as I am concerned. Quickly, before we get to these final dispatches, over, the guy who's from this show, I guess.
Transparent
Mr. Jeffrey Tambor. He got fired from the Amazon show a little while back.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he's now doing some work with his fellow co-stars on Arrested Development. And at least David Cross says, he said, I can't speak for everybody, but I know there's a number of us who stand behind him. From the limited amount we know, we stand behind Jeffrey, and I am one of them.
Good.
Which is interesting, considering that his wife is such a big part of the Me Too movement.
Who? David Cross. Didn't David Cross get in the... Oh, God.
In
the crossfire.
In the crossfire.
Oh, Jesus, Sean.
Crossfire!
It wasn't for sexual allegations. It was for being racist.
Oh, yeah. It was some comments he made to what's-her-name?
The girl from...
The comedian, the Asian-American comedian.
Knocked Up. She was the weird stoner girlfriend, if you remember that. But he... You know, did really cheesy Chinese jokes to her, like squinty, slanted his eyes and saying things that I'm not going to repeat.
David Cross
repeat.
The folks from Arrested Development, the co-stars, are standing behind Jeffrey Tambor, and they think he's getting a rough ride there. Amazon fired him, and he's upset about that. He said, the allegations have never been revealed or discussed directly with me or anybody at Amazon.
Oh, the girl from Knocked Up is the same girl that was on House that we talked about yesterday that was saying Marilyn Manson was an asshole.
What the hell?
Same woman.
It's possible there's more than one asshole out there.
Well, in this case, David Cross is saying that the folks from Arrested Development are standing up for their friend. They say they don't believe the charges, despite what Amazon has done. Over to your final dispatches. Do right by us here. Here's Thomas with a dispatch.
Hey, I don't get this. I just downloaded the News Junkie app. I sent in my first dispatch, but it's apparently using my name, but Taz is the one who is doing his first call shout out and has my picture on it, so I don't know what's going on.
What?
That's not me.
I have no idea, Thomas, what you're talking about. Email tips at thenewsjunkie.com, and we'll get that fixed up.
Eventually.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly has happened there. Here's Easy Ian.
All right, Mr. Sean, Jacuzzi is a brand of hot tubs and bathtubs, jetted tubs. You put in big fancy houses as well. Install them all the time. Dilly dilly.
Oh, I'd like that. Jacuzzi bathtub.
Oh, buddy.
Big old woman crawling.
Just don't die in it.
I would probably end up just falling asleep every morning. Right. Oh, about to get ready and head in and then passing out. Just too comfortable. The regular bath works for me. Here's Squirrel.
I'm so disappointed. I have an interview tomorrow and I'm not going to be able to try and keep my spot in the top five on trivia.
No, bring it with you. What if you're sitting there doing an interview? Excuse me.
Hold on a second.
Hang on just a second here.
Pardon.
I've got to do live trivia for a radio show that I listen to. I'm sure people have done that with HQ Trivia. And I haven't been playing that lately. I got to tell you, I kind of am with the Cash one.
Uh-huh.
What's it called again?
Cash Show.
Cash Show?
I haven't played that yet. I have it downloaded, but I HQ changed it up. I think it was Sunday night. They had $25,000 mm-hmm. as the prize, but now they have 15 questions. And
it goes further.
But a bunch of people won $2,000 each.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was like, or no, I'm sorry. It was five people won $5,000
each. Nice. See, that's a little bit better.
A chunk.
Yeah, now you're talking about something. When you get to the end of this, it's very difficult to do, and you get like 30 cents. That'll make you want to keep playing.
There was a website, I just found out about this, too little, too late, that went viral called H Quack. This guy had written a bot on his laptop that would read the HQ questions and then have all these Google algorithms to try and find what would be the most likely answer. And, like, his friends saw him using it, and they're like, can you put that up on a website? And it was just this kind of small thing that blew up in proportion. And, like, a couple people did an article about it, and all of a sudden, like, 9,000 people won one HQ one day, like on Super Bowl Sunday. It got 11 of the 12 questions correct. And
so they knew it had to be something with software-based.
They had a little chat with him, and he's agreed to take it down. But
I mean, but it's also as simple as using Google Search.
I mean,
I've seen that before. If you have a OK Google kind of phone, an Android, you could do the keywords on the question to get the answer. You just got to be fast about it.
If you had a team of people, you could definitely get those answers, I think, before. But the Cash Show one, the only thing I don't like is the host of the thing is so cheesy.
Oh, the Pee Wee Herman fake Scott?
It looks like he's a knockoff of the HQ trivia host.
Because he is.
And that I don't like, but the rest of it's cool. And you can win money even if you don't make it all the way through the questions, which is nice for everybody. Here's Chopper Dave.
I'm sitting here listening to Sean talk about getting packages and how frustrating it is. And I know he's got another one that's waiting for him.
What are you doing to me, man?
How much lube did you buy this time?
What are you sending my way?
Did you get through the gallon already, Sean?
I think I threw that away or put it away. I don't know what happened to it. Here's
put it away.
Say Ortiz. I don't need
in your butt.
A gallon of, was it like animal lube? Horse birth lube? It was something bad. Here's Zay Ortiz. I'm sorry.
Hey, News Junkie. Thank you for the warning, but I don't need it because I'm not scared. Too bad for that kid. If that happens to you, I feel so bad, actually. And I'm so sorry, but why do you say bad words? No one likes it.
No one likes it. No one likes it.
He's not worried about escalators, that kid. He should be, though. Here's Roughneck.
It's that KFC has to make their fake chicken so they can't go to the farms over there.
Fake chicken?
And get real livestock.
Chicken wings with a Z?
Organic type. They want that processed preservative chicken that makes you feel like you're gonna fart.
Still good.
Later, Jotes. Ah!
I'll still take it. Couple more as we wrap things up here. Here's Clyde Dittus with a dispatch.
So when I was a kid, I fell on an escalator that was going up. And because it was going up, I just kept rolling on the escalator till I reached the top. Yeah, it was my personal hell for like 10 minutes. So I rolled to the top.
Oh, that's awesome.
27 years old. That happened when I'm 7, and I still can't ride an escalator without puckering my butthole. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Does anybody know, did something like that happen to Shot Doctor? Did he fall into, like, an elevator, like, shaft or something?
I mean, that would, if we answer that question, then that means the fact that he can eat 10 pizzas and not gain a pound have to be answered too. He's just a mystery man.
Just leave it out there. Enigma, question mark in life, and that's the best way to handle it, maybe. Here's Daniel.
Hey, Sean, Sabrina, C-Lane. I always send a stupid dispatch, so I initially think they're funny, but they're not. Anyways, this time I'm going to say thank you, and I appreciate all you all do. I love listening to you guys, and if I ever send anything, I don't need to thank you, because that is my thank you, and I just I love listening to y'all, so appreciate the show.
Thank you.
And I was going to send a dispatch, and now we can send video submissions? What's that about?
Yeah.
Anyways. Thanks again. Take care.
Watch them, though. I look at them sometimes. I can play them back like regular dispatches, too, if you send in the video dispatch. But that's in the submitted dispatches section. It's kind of cool. I dare you. I think it's cool when they send them in. And then it's very weird. I get to look at the people's faces as they're speaking. It's kind of odd.
Has anyone done an appropriate video? Because I know there's a lot of...
Well, they have now. The ball is rolling.
In 16 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, very first masturbatory.
Oh, okay, you're making it.
Submission on the dispatch.
You're making it worse as you go here. Let's get away from those.
It's not ever going to be the people that we want to see masturbate.
Mm-mm. Let's do Today Alert.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today
For a Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Seven stories around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Let's see. C-Lane 61, Sabrina 59. Four chances, four opportunities ahead of you. Starting with this one. Today I learned this guy right here.
Prince?
Prince is incorrect.
Oh, Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is correct. This is Sue Studio. Listen to this. Turn it up a little bit if you can. When he records them as demos, there's no words, so listen to just the gibberish. So that's how he records songs.
What?
And there's a bunch of demos out there, and when he comes up with the Sue Studio part, he's like, I like that, and the rest is just blah, blah, blah.
But then he fills it in with actual lyrics?
Yeah, he goes back, he finds out what he wants to say and puts them in there, and that's how he makes his songs. Today I learned dogs can become afflicted with something called happy tail syndrome. This is a little bit rough. That is a syndrome where the... Damn it, man, I do it on accident all the time. That is a syndrome where the tail is wagged so hard it hits the walls, furniture, and people until it begins bleeding. Because of the wagging, the blood is then flicked onto walls, ceilings, and anything else in the vicinity. So the dog's happiness just ends up making it have a bloody tail.
Like a murder scene.
And then it flings it around like somebody's been murdered there. Frightening for all involved, and there's not much they can do about it, unfortunately.
Oh, poor puppies.
Today I learned for 15 minutes every morning at 9 a.m., the Queen of England is awoken by bagpipes played by the Piper to the Sovereign. The position was established by Queen Victoria in 1843 and has been held continuously since then.
Alarm clocks didn't exist back then.
I know, and now you imagine a bagpiper every morning? I think they have details here. See if we can learn anything. Tap it away.
Well, there is a man in Concord who worked directly for the Queen of England for several years and was with the royal family during one of their most tragic chapters in the last century.
Gordon Webster was the Queen's personal bagpiper and entertained royalty in Hedge Estate in the mid to late 1990s. He opened a music school in New Hampshire shortly after leaving that position.
God, I could see myself, if I was a member of the royal family, waking up hungover and the 9 a.m. bagpipes have arrived and I just go, enough!
Absolutely not. Out, out, out.
Enough!
I used to have a neighbor that practiced bagpipes on their front porch in College Park.
That sucks.
That's the worst thing to practice. Very loud and everything sounds kind of the same.
And they were always playing Amazing Grace.
Today I learned around 80% of those closed door buttons on elevators don't do a damn thing. This, according to Patrick Carr, a lifelong elevator technician, when you're going, close door, and slamming your finger against it, generally, it's not really doing anything for you.
That's
I hate
sad.
To tell you. Today, I learned these guys right here. You can tell me the show.
Yeah.
Worst in the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? This rockapella band.
Rockapella.
They're still active and touring.
That's awesome.
And doing their thing. Are you not familiar with this, Celine?
Because acapella never dies.
They also did the Maxwell House commercial, right?
Oh, did they? They have 19 albums in Japan and the United
Folgers.
States. Today I learned it's incorrect to call the U.S. 1 cent piece a penny. We all do this, though, as a penny is actually a British coin. It's a cent here, but we just stick with it for some reason. And finally, today I learned this guy right here.
It's a rocker.
It's a rocker.
Brian.
It's not.
Oh, John Mellencamp.
Stan. John Mellencamp is correct. I was really searching for some kind of clue there. I'm glad you got that. The Backstreet Boys were nearly signed to Mercury Records until this guy, John Mellencamp, threatened to leave the label if they got involved with any boy bands.
Uh-huh.
Mercury Records currently out of business. Maybe they shouldn't have listened to him. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan. And it's all right here on Real Radio.